You're listening to Nowhere in Mulberry. Film, television, and pop culture. It's where you find it.
Ice Cave. Who wants the grand tour? Anybody else?
Report unusual behavior. Barricade your homes. Avoid all contact with infected individuals. Wait for official instruction. Wait my ass.
Kill all sons of bitches. That's my official instructions.
Get back!
Who the hell puts an evac station up 30 flights of goddamn stairs?
Come on, Coach. Maybe the helicopter. Maybe it's made of chocolate.
Holy shit.
Hey, kill all sons of bitches, right?
I have not come this far to die now.
I get it. Hello?
What's up?
You are a prostitute named Michelle.
What?
Hey, my turn.
Hey, what's wrong with this picture?
Nice night for a walk, eh?
Nice night for a walk.
Wash day tomorrow. Nothing clean, right?
Nothing clean, right?
Hey, I think this guy's a couple cans short of a six-pack.
Your clothes. Give them to me, now.
Fuck you, asshole.
Oh,
Welcome to a land that's way under, down under. The sky's always yellow in rain or shine.
Down to Tasmania, come to Tasmania.
When Topsy meets Tubby, they start to spin like a Tasmanian devil in his closest kin.
Down to Tasmania, come to Tasmania.
Mom's alive, why are dads never gone along? Molly's all fired up, or Jake plays with the dog.
Down to Tasmania, come to Tasmania.
Didgery Dingo and Wendell T. Wolf. Francis X. Bush lad is never uncouth. Bushwhacker Bob and his mother gold mum. Constance and Dickley just want to have fun. Fugator and Axel are always left sore. If you have a deal, just come on aboard. The Paddlebush Brawlers are back and about. The Kiwi, the Bush Rats, and we left anyone out.
Oh, yeah, don't forget Taz.
He put the Taz in Tasmania, down to Tasmania, come to Tasmania. We mean you!
It's Friday, everybody.
It's time for Nowhere Mulberry. Welcome to the show, everybody. Good times and great wine. It's our last show before Thanksgiving, so we want to go out in style. And to do that, I need help. Steven, the pop culture. I was going somewhere with that. And Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry historian. How's it going, everybody? Good times. Awesome.
Hey, I think this guy's a couple cans short of a six-pack.
Hey, no, I'm not. Well, maybe I am, but welcome, everyone. It's coming close to Thanksgiving, and I want to talk about zombies. Woohoo! No, Bill, Left 4 Dead 2 came out this week, and it's been awesome.
Yeah, but we've only been able to play it one day.
We played it like two different days, I think, for a couple
Did
hours.
We?
Just not long enough. It's like it demands so much attention. And you know what's funny
Well, there's like six campaigns in it. I can only remember playing two.
Yeah, we played The Parish, and remember we played that one where it's real windy and stormy.
Oh, hard rain,
And then we started on the carnival one.
And we had to give up. We had the abandoned gnome.
And you know what's funny is I didn't want my daughter watching me play it, and she walked in at one point, "What are you playing, Daddy?" He's like, "I'm playing the zombie game. I don't want you to watch this." And that, what is that one ramming thing called? I can never call
the charger.
The charger. I never call the zombie bosses the right names. Like, I make it more intricate. Like, instead of the charger, I call it the rammer, the ram guy.
Emma, Stonefist running man.
Emma sees it charge toward me and hit me. I swear she says this. I've never heard her say this before, ever. She goes, "Oh, snap."
No, she didn't.
She did. And I went, "What?"
Those kids are a terrible influence at her school.
Yeah, but that was great. Oh, and there's this acid spitting thing called the spitter, right?
Yes, acid bitch.
I call her the acid bitch. Acid bitch! It's like I can't think of what else to call her. And what is the jockey? I just call him the jockey.
Jockey, you really can't call him anything else.
And the witch. The jockey's great. He's like... and he jumps on your head and he's riding around on your shoulders. Like, get off
like
me, get off.
He's like a crazy retarded monkey.
He's like... You know who he reminds me of is Ben Quadranero from Phantom Menace. Do you remember that?
I thought he was like a weird Richard Simmons type with the shorts.
Holy shit.
Yes. And you know what? At first I was like missing the characters from the first game, but I've grown to start to like the new characters too.
But yeah, I still like to have the old ones.
I miss Bill, the old man, and
Zoe,
the girl. And that's what we're hoping is they do an expansion where you get to play the old characters.
What are you doing, Francis?
But I gotta say that this new game has an awesome shotgun pump sound effect. It's the best one I have now. I mean, that's the best one.
There's quite a few that are very good, and it's got so many more guns, which I'm so happy about.
The coolest thing, Steven, is the game is so bloody. When you use a samurai sword or a machete or the chainsaw, it's just like your screen, blood going everywhere. When I first picked up the chainsaw, I was like, just blood going all over the screen.
I wasn't sure about the chainsaw, but then I discovered it's like the super special killer, man.
Yeah.
You can take down a witch in like a second, everything. tank
but
witch.
You're just like, ching, 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 ching. And they're just like zombie after zombie, just crazy, hectic. You know, it's just crazy.
Kill all sons of bitches.
Yeah, that's right. So it's been a lot of fun, and I hope we get more time to play it in our little break. But also, I want to work on the we're going to work on a new holiday package, Bill. So we got to just find time to do that, and you know, give ourselves a couple of hours a day or something, maybe an hour a day. I don't know.
No, we need at least two and a half to complete a campaign.
But my poor sister, she's really excited, and Laura has been playing it, and she had to send her Xbox in because it's been acting up. And so
she didn't get a red ring of death. It just, the drive was wonky.
Yeah, it's been taking it forever to read a disc. She'll, like, have to open and close it, open and close. And the thing is not old at all.
Luckily, the turnaround on the repair is about a week, so.
It's been almost a year because she bought it for her son last Christmas. So it's almost exactly a year. But that kind of, but Xbox is, I've, knock on wood, not had problems with mine yet, but I won't be surprised if one day I turn it on and I have the red ring of death. I'm just like, well.
Yeah, I think that's a rite of passage for anyone. I had that on my first one, and I've had this Elite now for a while, but it's been okay.
It's just something that happens to
Xbox.
Yeah,
my brother's, his went out, too.
Really? Did he send it in and get a new?
I don't know if he has yet or not. But
yeah, they'll fix it. They have to, because they know that it's faulty.
Yeah.
What did you call it?
But the new ones, like the new chipset that's in the arcade ones, I've been thinking about picking one up, especially now with the the Black Friday deals, where Walmart has one where you can get it for $100 with a, you know, you get $100 off or get a $100 gift certificate
or
something.
Like, it's $199, but if you buy it, you also get a $100 gift card to Walmart. So that's like, it's $100, right?
That's free money.
And then you use that to buy a hard drive or a, you know, extra controller or something like that.
For game.
The one thing I like about my sister's is it's silent. It doesn't make any noise. I'm like, what? This thing's not making any sound.
Mine you have that extra fan on the back, right?
Yeah. See, actually, I could, like, if I had a balloon and I held it up, I could fly around with the fan on it.
If you didn't have yours horizontal, if you had it, like, outside of the
like, standing up.
Entertainment
Center.
Yeah,
if you had it standing upright outside of Entertainment Center and took that extra fan off the back of it, it would be fine.
I should try that.
What? Yeah.
I've thought about doing that. Maybe I will. Hey! But hey, everybody, thank you for joining us this evening. We're going to talk about some TV shows and stuff like that. But we have some voicemail, guys. Let's go ahead and roll into that so we don't have a three-hour show. But you know what is cool? When we do have an extra long show, it's good that there are people that do enjoy it, isn't it? And that's one thing that's cool about the Enhanced podcast. If you don't know about it, we also put out an enhanced version of the show with chapters and pictures. So it took me a couple of days late to get the enhanced show out, but I finally did this week. But I tried to get it the same day. So be sure and check that out. Go to nowheremulberry.com and you can find that. But let's get right into the voicemail, guys. And our first one is Adam. Adam with a voicemail. Let's see what he has to say to us.
Hey, Mulberry guys. Just sitting here watching the Cake Boss Marathon on Saturday night. Yeah, my son Lawrence is not feeling that well. And so I'm taking care of him. And he's just kind of hanging out playing. And I've been watching the Cake Boss for about 3 straight episodes. Then the Mary came out of the bathroom at the end, and she had a sore stomach. So anyways, this is a terrible phone call. I'll be talking to you later. Bye.
Adam, whoa. No, it's fine. What? I was enjoying
your Cake Boss.
Cake Boss.
I think that's a genuine reaction. After, you know, you watch Cake Boss and you kind of lose all.
It's like he just got, Adam just got disgusted with himself, didn't he?
I watched 3 episodes in a row of the Cake Boss.
What? Oh, it's all right, Adam. I enjoyed that voicemail. Now we have a new voicemail, this one from the Mystery Man. Who the hell is this guy? Let's check it out.
Good morning, Mulberry. This is the Mystery Man, heading south on I-95 on a sunny Monday.
Who is he?
Great show as always last week. Enjoyed the Kurt Russell clips and the, oh God, what is that? Don't tell me. And is it getting hot in here? Is it just me? just a curious question. I just watched the AMC version of The Prisoner last night, and I thought it was interesting. Definitely a very different non-Cold War take on the show. I grew up in a military family, and basically The Prisoner and Doctor Who and a bunch of old BBC stuff was showing every base that I stayed on in my young life. And I was just wondering if you guys, I had a, you know, a really sort of happy childhood memory of The Prisoner. I really loved that show. And this one's kind of different, but I'm still liking it. I'm just wondering if you guys are going to be catching that one. Anyway, that's me. I'm out. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Mystery Man. You know what? I had every intention of watching The Prisoner, and I recorded the first episode, and I thought it was going to come on consecutive Sundays, Bill, but they aired it like every night, didn't they?
Yeah.
So yeah. I only have the first 2 hours recorded, so I didn't watch it, actually.
I recorded it, but I found a better source of it in HD, and
oh, nice.
I haven't watched them yet, but I have downloaded them.
Should I just wait for Blu-ray, seriously, and watch it?
Because I'm thinking about it, because the source I downloaded, it's 720p.
Oh, nice.
And I'd really just, I don't know.
Well, you know, the problem is DirecTV doesn't have the channel AMC in HD. So yeah. I see these commercials on other channels for The Prisoner in HD, and I was like, man, that looks gorgeous. Turns out AMC, it's shitty standard
deck. Yeah, I don't think DirecTV has enough bandwidth for another HD channel, because there's some of the HD channels on there that look like shit.
Yeah, they really need to get that channel in HD. It's ASAP.
They need to ditch some of the channels they have in HD
AMC,
and just swap
HD,
them out.
ASAP yeah. is what they need to do. All right, I'm done just saying letters. All right, let's check out a voicemail from Sean. Oh, and thank you, Mystery Man, for the voicemail. I appreciate it. And let's see what Sean has to say, Steven. Come on, let's go over here.
Okay.
What's up, Mulberry? This is Sean from L.A., great show last week. It was interesting to hear you guys talk about Pirate Radio or The Boat That Rocked, whatever you want to call it. I saw the trailer a while back and it looked pretty good, but from what the good things you guys had to say about it, I'll definitely have to check it out. So definitely. Looking forward to that. But I have to admit, the real reason I called was because I just finished watching Friday Night Lights and thought it was an awesome episode as usual. And it kind of threw me for a loop at the end, because I remember the preview for this week's episode when it aired last week showed Julie crying and Matt confused and Julie was upset. So I was really scared that they were going to kill off Grandma, Saracen, but they turned it on its head and it turns out his dad died in Iraq, which sucks too. But I have to admit, I was a little happy that Grandma didn't die, because I just love her and I love her relationship with Saracen. But in 2 weeks, son of a bitch, the show goes away for a week. But anyway, when the show comes back, the preview says, the most powerful episode of Friday Night Lights ever.
Yeah, that was
and I kind of laughed a little bit, because it reminded me of like the NBC commercials where it's like the dude's like Emmy worthy, or, you know, Kelsey Grammer as the Angel of Death, you know, serious like that.
On but, Friday Night Lights?
You know, this show is so good.
Yeah, at the end of it.
The subject matter looks so heavy.
Kelsey Grammer is the Angel of Death?
It might just be the most emotional or packed Friday Night Lights yet. So I'm really looking forward to that. And looking forward to hear you guys talk about it. So that's it for now. Keep up the good work, and I'm looking forward to the next show. So take care, guys. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks a lot, Sean. And luckily, they didn't have a voiceover. It just said it. It was graphics.
Yeah.
The most, you know, powerful ever. But if I would have heard that.
Yeah, but it did make me laugh, too.
That NBC guy, the most powerful Friday night. I would have been like, oh, come on. Someone will die. But someone died on the last set. Whoa, they're just killing people off every week, I guess. I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, I agree with Sean, too. I thought for sure it was Graham.
I honestly I could say this after the episode, and I don't sound clairvoyant. I sound like I'm lying, but I didn't think they would. I knew it was his dad the whole time that's going to.
Well, you know, I completely forgot about his dad.
I'd forgotten about his dad too. I was.
Yeah, that's what's great is we're not really emotionally invested in his dad. His dad came home for a while. He was kind of a dick to and had no patience for grandma, and then he left. And that's pretty much it. But I feel bad for Matt Saracen, though. But we'll talk about that later, right?
Right.
So, yeah, well, let's keep on keeping on, right? But thanks, Sean. Thanks for that. And we love Friday Night Lights, and we'll talk about that in a bit here. But let's keep the show going. Let's get right into entertainment. What do you guys say?
Let's do it.
Yeah, get your shotgun ready, huh?
Nice night for a walk, eh?
Yeah, I guess so. But it's kind of rainy.
It's kind of rainy and cold. Yeah, right? It kind of sucks.
Yeah.
For a walk.
Not really good, okay?
Got a serious attitude problem.
All right. It is Friday, and that means new movies came out. And I can't help but notice that the new Twilight movie came out, and that's pretty much all we need to say about that. Because why? Because we're males and we don't care.
Yeah, and we're also over 13 years old.
Right. So basically, we would have to be 13-year-old girls to care. But you know what? I was kind of upset because I want to take my daughter to see Planet 51. I keep reading not very good reviews.
That it's absolutely horrible?
Yeah. And is this one of those too many pop culture reference type loud and gives you a pounding headache type of animated movies? I still haven't seen it, but I believe I heard that Monsters versus Aliens was like that. Am I right?
Yeah, I haven't picked up the guts to see that.
But this looked kind of cool. It looked like a cool premise, so I'm kind of saddened by that.
I noticed there was a commercial where they kind of made fun of WALL-E.
Oh, really?
Like, there was a whole robot kind of WALL-E looking thing. And I was like, well, that's not cool.
You know what's funny is last Saturday we watched the Blu-ray of Up, and my God, it looks incredible.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's the best-looking Blu-ray I've ever seen. It's just vivid as hell, and just the sound was awesome, and we were all watching it, and of course I had a couple of tears shed. Steven is...
Yeah, it's like, you know, you see a movie like that on Blu-ray, and it's like, wait, this looks 3D. Do we need 3D movies when we already have it?
What? Yeah, exactly.
Like when it's so detailed like that, it looks three-dimensional.
It looks awesome.
It probably looks so much better than it does in 3D anyway.
It does. Well, it looks better than it did in... because that was just a gimmick for the theater.
Right. And I can't wait to pick up Monsters, Inc. on Blu-ray now. I want to own all of the Pixar movies.
I got it. I just haven't watched it yet. I love Monsters, Inc.
Bet it looks great. But
Mike Wazowski!
But it is true what they say is they have these other computer animated kids movies, but they don't really compare to Pixar. Pixar knows what the hell they're doing, you know?
They can tell a good story.
Well, it's because Pixar actually has actual writers and artists.
They care a lot about story, not just lots of pop culture references and stuff like that. And, you know, we like pop culture on this show, but you know what I mean, right?
You don't need to be beat over the head with references.
Right. Exactly. Now, Bill, what is this movie? It's called The Blind Side, about this kind of sweet, gigantic, black kid who... He's really good
at... about a sweet, gigantic black kid.
And he's really good at football, blocking or something. Have you seen the commercials?
It's a true story about Michael O.
It's a true story.
Yeah.
Who's a football player.
Okay, let me ask you, like, if you're in the theater, you'd be like, can't get out, too much sap in here. I'm trapped, stuck to the chair.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock doing the hillbilly homespun southern accent. Routine can get a little old.
Wow. There's got to be some... What else came out this weekend? Anything that we're going to see?
I want to see Werner Herzog's Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, the Bad Lieutenant. Now, what's the whole title again?
Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans.
Good Lord. Okay. Yeah. Why is it called that? That's what I want to know.
Because it takes place in New Orleans.
It's just, what does Port of Call mean?
That it's the Port of Call.
Oh, and the new Bad Lieutenant.
So it's like place of action, Port of Call, I guess.
So it used to be Harvey Keitel, but now it's Nick Cage who's the Bad Lieutenant, right?
Yeah, well, it's...
How to get burned. How to get burned! How to get burned! How to get burned!
Yeah.
It's not like a remake or anything. It's
right.
Just...
It's a new story.
It's a whole new story
about
that uses...
a different Bad Lieutenant.
Bad Lieutenant.
Right. Is there a street scene where he's standing outside a car or anything like that? Or?
No, I'm sure there is. I know there's something that has to do with the singing iguanas at one point.
What?
Yeah, like he's so high that he thinks they're singing iguanas.
You're like a prostitute I guess named Michelle.
It's ridiculous and it's funny and...
And
crazy.
It's directed by Werner Herzog, right?
Werner Herzog.
And he's done a lot of documentaries, so I think it's interesting that he's directing this narrative film, you know, fictional story kind of thing. And I know he's done fictional-type documentaries and stuff,
sure.
Too. He's a very interesting guy. And
I always liked I liked his Rescue Dawn.
Right.
That he did. And,
with Christian Bale. Yeah, that's been on a lot, and I still haven't watched it.
It's a good movie. It's disturbing.
Yeah. You gotta
but he's done a lot of work in Germany, I know. He's done a lot of TV and film there and a handful of stuff here.
I'm sold. I definitely want to see this.
Yeah.
And, you know, Nicolas Cage acting like bad, that's good too, right?
He looks like he's genuinely enjoying the part.
Ooh,
so I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Wait, what?
Uwe Boll.
No. We're talking about
Nick Cage.
Werner Herzog, not Uwe Boll.
Hi, we'll talk about Uwe Boll and DVDs.
Oh, all right. All right, so let's go ahead and get into what's on our TiVos, right? Wait. Before we do, what big time Thanksgiving movie comes out next weekend? Since we won't be doing
next
a show.
Weekend,
yeah.
Old Dogs.
Wow! I saw Seth Green on Conan this week, and he was like, "We have a clip," and it was the same friggin' clip you see in the commercial where he's singing
to the bear,
to the gorilla. I'm all out of love.
No, I'm just thinking because he did this almost a similar thing with the bears and
what was that?
Not up
yeah,
the creek.
Up the paddle, got a paddle.
Without a paddle.
Wow, Seth Green.
Up
good,
the creek,
good,
without
good
a paddle.
Good choices there, Seth.
Holy
I think the one
shit.
I'm most looking forward to is, there's two. Ninja Assassin and The Road are supposed
okay,
to come
I
out,
Okay, I tell
too.
You, that movie looks badass.
Yeah, Ninja Assassin looks like a shitload of fun. And
it does.
It's directed by James McTeague, who did... a lot of second unit stuff on the Wachowski movies, like Speed Racer, Matrix Revolutions, Reloaded, the original Matrix.
Right?
And he directed V for Vendetta.
Right.
So the guy has an eye for framing a shot and special effects.
Oh, totally.
They even brought him in to do, to basically salvage that shitty Daniel Craig.
Oh, yeah. The
Invasion of the Body Snatchers remake.
Okay, yeah, I haven't seen that either, so I don't know if it's good
Well,
or
I don't think there's
or...
any reason to, because it's so terrible, but...
Oh. So, Ninja Assassin, that's something that we could definitely look forward to, right? Right, Steven?
Yeah, and I want to see The Road, but I think I'm going to wait till it hits, DVD or something, because the book was so special and...
Wait, Bill, that comes out on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Oh, well, great. Post-apocalyptic film on Thanksgiving. That sounds good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, take the whole family.
Yeah, I think I'd like to do that.
Make a big day of it, 2012, The Road.
You can watch it and then say, I'm thankful for it not being the apocalypse.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, guys, let's look into, let's investigate this, Steven. What's on our TiVo? Ah, yes. What is on our TiVos, right?
Let's investigate.
Let's investigate this. Come over here, Steven. Do-do-do-do-do. Okay, before we get into our shows, I saw a disturbing thing, and, you know, there's times where you could say something funny on a show, or you try to be funny. Sometimes you say something that's just kind of not right, and people laugh kind of...
Kind of uncomfortable laughter.
Yeah. Well, there's this beautiful actress named Sofia Vergara. Now, you may know her from Knights of Prosperity, Bill. She's a gorgeous Latina woman. And she's actually older than you think she is. She's like pushing 40. She might be over 40. I don't know. But she has an 18-year-old son. Now, she was on The View, and they were talking about, wow, you have an 18-year-old son. You look so young. How do you do it? And she kind of made a joke. And she kind of went into a weird area here that I would say is close to comedy death. And there's such uncomfortable laughter. And listen as you hear someone coughing, and that's Whoopi Goldberg kind of coughing like, what the hell did she just say? Let's just check this out.
Sounds like a Dane Cook joke.
You're a single mom of a teenage son who's 18. Girl, you look so good.
I cannot lie about my age because they count and they, you know.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah,
what
count.
Was your age when you were 12?
Yeah, 13.
13,
I was raped.
What's it like to have a teenage son? And how does he feel when people say, boy, your mother is really hot?
Well, they just kind of blew past that.
Why didn't they go? I'm surprised Barbara Walters didn't jump on that and go, you were raped?
That, what?
Tell me more.
Well, listen, as she says rape, they all laugh. Listen.
I was raped.
Oh, rape.
Oh, man, that's hilarious. When you were 13?
13?
Well, anyway, let's talk about your new show.
And from a family member.
And the thing I think about, I'm pretty sure that...
It was an uncle.
Yeah, like, he's been put to death.
Wow.
So it's like, what? How is that a joke? But Whoopi Goldberg's sitting there. I'm pretty sure Whoopi Goldberg has gone into that story about her childhood where she was, like, actually raped. And so she's sitting there with this lady, and you see her going, like, kind of looking around like, what did you just say? And kind of like, and they'll just kind of blow past. I just thought it was really kind of uncomfortable. And it's just like, I'm going to say that joke kind of fell flat.
I'd like to know the guy that actually felt the need to rape Whoopi Goldberg.
I was raped.
That's disturbing. Wow. So maybe she needs to go back and change that joke. Like, she was 13 when she had a child. That's kind of young, but...
I had sex way too early.
I don't know, something, but wow. So, anyway, Bill, let's talk about Chef Academy, huh? Let's get this new show out of the way. It's going to take the slot of Tool Academy, Chef Academy, right?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty much there.
And this is the Chef Novelli. He is Jean-Christophe Novelli. He is French chef. He come to America, and that's I'm pretty much quitting at that point. He's opening up a Chef Academy school, and I don't think it's licensed or anything. He's just doing it for a TV show,
it's
right?
It's not licensed.
And
it's a non-accredited school.
I didn't know that you had to get a license to open Chef Academy.
Well, it's not accredited. You're not going to get a slip of paper. Well, maybe he'll get
a diploma.
You have graduated. There's
no diploma for you.
They'll have to go to Sally Struthers for the accreditation.
Now, what's interesting about this is you don't really have to have much cooking experience. He just wants to teach you if you have passion. Right, and you know what? They showed, like, this little tryouts things where he just talked to people, and most of them are train wrecks, wouldn't you say? And he has a little skillet there, and he wants you to make an egg of any kind, and, you know, it shows them messing up or some people doing okay or whatever, just how they handle pressure. And it's just mainly him, the French guy, you know, seeing who he's going to accept in this thing. I don't know. I thought it was holding my interest, but I was also wondering what the point of the show was at the same time. But I think it's neat when he's actually showing them stuff, Bill. Like when he's showing
The interesting part.
He makes this weird, what would you call this? This like birdcage type edible birdcage with food inside of it. What the hell is that?
Yeah, like a nest.
Yeah, it's like, what is that made of? Like some kind of sugar that dries and it's
spun sugar.
But there's this one girl who reminds him of the Bewitched, Stephen.
I was wondering if there was a girl there that reminded him of the Columbo.
He talks about when he first gets there, he's like, to the United States, he's like, I want to...
show I remember is the Bewitched.
No, wait, were they in L.A.? Yeah, they're in Hollywood. Because he's like, will I get to see the Columbo? And the guy's like...
The big star, the biggest star. Do you know who it is?
He's like...
The guy's like, no, I don't know who it is.
He's like, Columbo? And he's like, he does his Columbo impression. So the guy, like, idolizes Columbo.
Well, it's so funny to me that that's this guy's idea of America.
That's his idea of a big celebrity, Peter Falk.
Yeah, Columbo and Bewitched, really?
I don't like the Dick Sargent, the Dick York. What's this?
That's what's funny is that his references are like old shows. He's like, she reminds me of the Bewitched. It's like, oh, we're kind of dating herself there, pal. But let's go ahead and check this out. When this girl seems like a really sweet girl and she's going to give it 100%, but she really needs a hairnet, Steven. That's what I'm thinking. Hairnet. Let's check this out.
Please, Kelly Stone.
I'm going to be making a butternut squash risotto with maple bacon and toasted walnuts. My future mother-in-law told me, if you get the chance, make the risotto.
Carissa, I like her very much.
I am a virgin to the professional kitchen.
She's funny. She's the typical American housewife. She reminds me a bit witch.
She is?
Zeroed in on my risotto. I got everything down to a T.
Oh, tell me, Carissa, is that your squash? Look at this beauty.
And I was completely sure that it was all going to just fall together perfectly. So I was uber confident.
I think it's time for Carissa.
Just a dainty little portion for you.
What the music, oh, my God. Is that hair?
What's she made of?
No. I'm bringing my risotto up, and it's so hot in the kitchen, and I toss my stupid freaking hair, and one falls in my dish.
This is your hair.
I'm just like, if I stick my hand out and get it, I don't know what was going through my mind. I was just like, quick, fix it. Didn't happen.
What do we do?
Would you like another plate?
Not really. I mean, something like this is an enormous prejudice. It's a sacrilege. Even one tiny piece of air for me is like someone who's just threw up in a plate. You know, it's disgusting. But I'm afraid this is obviously not my cup of tea.
I failed that dish with flying colors, and I will remember that day for the rest of my life.
It is a sacrilege, how you say? The hair in the food is disgusting.
Not my cup of tea.
And I have to admit, if I ever see a hair in the food, I'm immediately like, ooh. Like,
unless it's mine.
It's a sacrilege.
It's a succotash? What did he say?
It's a sacrilege.
It's a succotash. It's corn and lima beans.
Disgusting.
Bitwitch.
She reminds me of the Bitwitch. Are you calling her a bitch? No. TV show.
The twinkle nose.
To twinkle the nose and the guy, and then she make the things go poof. Bewitched!
The two dicks! The two dicks!
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get what you're saying. So
I have a feeling he never even recognized there were two dicks on that show.
I bet he did.
What? This guy has a beautiful wife, though.
Yeah, exactly. And she's pregnant. Or as the gay guy says, she's totally prankers.
What is this guy?
So the gay guy.
I'll be your liaison. Yeah. Woo! Come on over here. And he's like, you're a homosexual? You like the men. You the penis is what you favor over other things. It's like, yeah, I'm totally gay, okay? It's like, okay. So anyway, we're going to enjoy watching this show and loving this guy's French accent. Wait.
We're going to enjoy. Okay,
I guess we're going to enjoy doing the accent.
Say so.
Yes, we will. Bill,
we have a new accent now.
Bill, how you say appreciate TV show? Okay, and the one thing I'm going to complain about is the show's in standard def.
It's horrible standard
because
def. Like,
Top Chef is gorgeous.
Dug these cameras out of the closet.
Yeah, Top Chef is gorgeous HD. Why can't this show be in HD? It's ridiculous.
It's the first season. Let's see if it picks up. If it, so, then they'll do it next year.
How you say we on probationary period?
I have a feeling this is going to be its one and only season.
Yeah, that's
no,
true.
No, really, I do.
You know what? They need to make it HD, and I'd be like, okay, I'll watch it. Because me, Bill, I got to be honest. When I hit play and it was standard def, I was like, stop, no play. Okay,
yeah, I felt
I'll
the
give,
same way.
I'll go ahead and give it a chance.
No.
She sounds like, what is it, Mary Tyler Moore? Yeah.
No.
But there's this lady, this old kind of housewife. I don't know, what would you say? Milfish lady with her breasts hanging out.
Platinum blonde hair, and she's always putting on lipstick.
You know, my favorite was the black girl who thinks everything she made was crap. Like, when she did the egg thing, oh, it's probably not going to be good. And, you know, I lost a lot of time. And he tastes like this. This is delicious. And she's like, oh, okay. He's like,
oh, it is?
You have no faith in yourself. And so this, her meal that she made, she's like, I don't think I did very good. And he's like, tastes like, this is immaculate. And she's like, oh, okay. At least she's humble, right? All right, guys. Let's talk about Cake Boss. Yes, the Cake Boss. Hey! Huh? The Cake Boss?
Cake Boss? This show was so painful this week.
They're not even trying anymore. It's all scripted. Just every single bit of it. I think before it used to be scripted part and regular cakes they're making. Now it's like, because, okay, first of all.
Because they figured out that they weren't entertaining.
I believe that the couple that wanted the cage fighter cake might have been real, but I gotta tell you guys, that was the shittiest looking cake I've ever seen.
It looked, you know, like, what was that episode? Was it with the Air Force cake that he was complaining about the size of the characters?
Yeah.
And how they needed to fit on the cake?
Right.
What was with this cage only came up to these characters' knees?
They're like towering over
like, oh,
the
it's
walls.
A giant cage match.
I know. And another thing, it looks like a cake for like a 10-year-old kid, didn't it?
And yeah, and that, like,
it's for
the
groom.
Eyes are like bugging out of their heads.
Well, and also one guy is this black dude and one's a white guy. It looks like Rocky and Mr. T on the thing.
Yeah, it's so bad.
And they're like, he's like, oh, honey, thanks.
I can't believe you did this.
This should
it's
be at
great.
Maybe our reception should be at Chuck E. Cheese, huh? Does it look like
and
crap?
I love, like, the whole family standing around at the wedding reception like, what the hell is this piece of crap?
What the? It was like octagonal, and it had this little, like, lattice work around it. It was supposed to be the cage and the two guys with their dukes up. It was so shitty. And, you know, he's got a stupid nephew who's coming in, oh, you know, I wrestle in school and I got to train the same way as Cage Fight. Oh, what? You saying he's good? Hey, you come over here. You guys are going to wrestle later, blah, blah, blah. And then they do the wrestling match and it's retarded. Wow. Yeah. That was bad.
Yeah, and then they've always got to throw the sisters in there. Like, after that happens, the kid's mom has to come in and be like, what are you doing?
What?
He's
going to wrestle a grown man? Are you crazy? It's like, shut up. Yeah.
I'd like to put them all in the oven.
Oh, man. But, okay, let's talk about Alfie the dragon. So what is this friggin' shop they're at? It has Alfie the dragon and kids put books in it, and he's like, hello, kids. And he says, like, A, B, C, A is for apple, and stuff like that.
It was some children's museum in New York.
Right, and Buddy's like, oh, let's make an Alfie cake that looks just like Alfie, and we'll make it talk, too. And it's all downhill from here. Let's go ahead and check this out. Wow. Let's see how much of this is real.
Yeah. Ozzy the Dragon is turning 3 years old, and we get to make a cake to celebrate his birthday.
A is for
apple. He's talking.
B is for ball. C is for candy.
Okay, I think I want to make him talk.
Which I'll give you if you pat me on the ass.
I'll make a speaker in there somehow.
C is for cake box.
Cool, kid. I'm Ozzy the Dragon. Come here and feed me the alphabet.
Down syndrome.
So my envisionment for Alphie, this dragon's got to talk.
A
is for apple. B is for bakery. What I'm going to do is record the voice on a mini recorder.
C is for crappy cakes.
And there you have it. Talking Alphie.
F is for fettuccine.
So, you know, I'm trying to come up with a dragon voice, and I want to be like a friendly dragon. So I'm like, hey, I'm Alphie the Dragon. And it just came to me. And I'm like, my dragon voice is awesome. I'm friggin' Alphie the Dragon. It's great.
C is for cake.
Going to use your voice.
You're going to use your voice.
Yeah, why not?
You don't sound like a dragon.
You talking about? Who sounds like a dragon?
Danny, they all know exactly like a dragon.
Here, Danny, you do it now.
Hi, I'm Danny the Dragon, and I spit fire. Okay?
Hi, I'm Alphie the Dragon.
That was horrible.
It was. I gotta admit it, it was. It was a little horrible.
I definitely have the best voice for Alphie, but I want to let the guys have a pour in this too.
B is for biscotti.
C is for cannoli.
D is for dough.
E is for eggs.
Who's this Asian guy all of a sudden?
Let me call my sisters up. Let everybody listen.
Hi, kids. I'm Alphie the Dragon.
I think we've heard enough.
I see it.
We've heard enough. It's like one line of dialogue.
Jelly.
Holy day. That is so cute. It is cute,
oh, it's
but
hot.
Why bakery time? Like, yeah.
Because I'm a baker. It's a cake.
L is for lipstick. Yeah, S is for shopping.
Oh, that's fun.
M is for makeup.
It's a boy dragon.
P can be for pain in the ass. My sister started, oh, we could do a better job. Something about shopping. What the hell does my dragon cake have to do with shopping? I don't even know why I ask them sometimes. That's my stamp of approval. Bada bing.
Shut up.
Guys, is Buddy around or any of those other guys? They're out to
line. Oh, no.
Ladies, nobody saw us. We were not here. Don't be traitors.
Nobody saw us.
We're sick together.
S-A-U-R? S-A-U-R?
I don't know how to spell that either.
Is that a type of dinosaur?
We want
nobody
the outfit to be. All right, I'll start. I'll, you know, we'll do a letter, then we'll go down the line, okay?
C-D.
Oh, Buddy's going to get so mad, you guys.
Attitude.
All right, guys. I think this is going to be the coolest part. I can't wait
to listen. I'm gonna just randomly listen to the playback of this.
Let's listen to it.
Second. Okay. A is for attitude.
B is for blow dryer.
Whoa.
C is for clothes.
They think that I have time for this stuff.
They think I have time for this stuff. They think this is funny.
Call him up here now.
They think this is funny. Hey, there's an Asian in the room. Come on.
Now we gotta do it again. Here. I should do R is for stupid. I mean.
Huh?
You got a lot of nerve doing this. You know that we have a lot of things to do.
R is from the tatted.
And you guys go and play with the thing, and I don't have time to do it.
A lot of time?
It had a lot of time to do it.
That's hard.
Well, you know, because we don't have a lot of time. We don't play around. Okay?
Buddy, this is the good news. You did not lose your alphabet. You did.
Buddy. Hey, kids.
You're lucky that you morons didn't erase over.
Erase over?
Right, come on. Go downstairs. Go. Go bother your mother. Go play with your mother. Go ahead, go. Go.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Why don't you go fuck yourself?
My envisionment for Alphie. My envisionment?
Hey, you know what? He has his own language. Envision, ding, dink.
Bada bing.
My envisionment.
My envisionment is.
Sore.
A is for apple. It's for cookitude of the cake.
Wow. That was just, you know, I gotta admit that before Cake Boss, it's entertaining, you know, it's silly, and, you know, it's obvious that they're setting these up, but now it's just even more, like, forced. It's even more forced than it was. Remember how last season or whatever, they went looking for the birds for the cage. That was just stupid, you know?
Yeah.
And there's more
of
that.
But they limited it to, like, 2 minutes of the show.
Yeah, now it's just, like, they got the wrestling match. They have the sisters coming up there and re-recording it. It's just like, wow, come on. Don't you guys just have cakes to make or something?
At this point, I'd rather watch Ace of Cakes than Cake Boss.
Shouldn't they,
and I hate Ace of Cakes.
Shouldn't he work on his envisionments of the cakes? You would think.
He's an artist. He's allowed to make up words.
I guess so.
They got cockadoos.
Cockadoos.
Yeah.
Like, cockadoodle-doo.
My envisionment is for cockadoos.
I'm going to cockadoo in your face.
Feed me some alphabets.
Alphabets? It's not friggin' cereal. He eats books, you dumbass.
I want some of them dehydrated marshmallows.
How about some Apple Jacks, kids?
Like, oh, that's fun.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about heroes before we take a break here, guys.
We're going to need a break after it.
No shit. You know what my favorite part about heroes is?
The end?
Peter. No. No, it's Peter Petrelli not believing that his brother's dead. They're looking at his dead body there in the casket.
Surely that's somebody else's body.
He's like, oh my God, that's you. He's got his throat cut. Let's go talk to Matt Parkman. I'm going to heal him. Okay, he's back to life. Hey, guys, don't come near me. This is actually Siler's inside me. You're actually Siler. I put your mind into his after he killed you. Peter's first words are like, I don't believe it. Oh, okay. Yeah, you've never seen anything amazing in your life.
You never flew with your brother. Oh, wait.
Yeah, you've never, like, seen the fact that your brother actually has Siler's powers and maybe that. No, I'm not believing this. I'm not so much. What did you like? He's like, just come here, Nathan. Just come here, take my hand, it'll all be over. It's like, no, it's like an inch away from his hand, and the guy's like, hey, what's going on in here? Just like, come on with it. And we also have Nikki, who can't control her powers. She's freezing everything. She freezes Claire, and her foot falls off, and whatever's going on there. You guys enjoy that. But my favorite part of the whole episode is the carnival guy, Samuel. He wants... Now, do you guys remember a couple episodes back where he's like, I want you to repair something that I regret. Something that... what does he say? I made a horrible mistake. And then it shows that he killed Mohinder. So you're like, oh my God, he has to reverse this somehow. But really, he just wants me to get film that Mohinder set on fire. So really, that flashback to a couple episodes ago, that doesn't make any sense. What mistake did he make?
He made the mistake that he wasn't there early enough to get the film that he wanted.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like how he kills people by crushing a rock and then shooting it into him, like shotgun pellets.
Where the hell did he get that power? I thought he just could, like, move Earth, not actually have, like, telekinesis.
Let's talk about Mohinder for a second. Mohinder's got this hot, slamming Indian woman who doesn't want him to do anything more with science, but he just happens to pull out this reel of film that says Samuel on it, and he watches it, and it's his dad with this kid who you never see, but everything keeps shaking, his earthquake powers or something. He's like,
well, thank God they didn't show it, because the CGI would have been terrible.
Well, do you guys, how did he go from that to making a compass? You know, he's like, okay, I figured this out, and this kid, he's around other people with abilities. They all have, he'll be amplified and be the most powerful being in the world. I'm going to fly to America and tell him. Huh? Okay, what? Does that make any sense? So he goes to the carnival. He finds him. He's got his little makeshift compass. And he's like pointing at the RV. Oh, he must be in here. And it's his brother. And he's like, no, I've been trying to keep my brother at bay his whole life. He's very dangerous. So, no, you can't tell him. He's like, oh, okay, you mean to tell me I can't talk to your brother? He's like,
yes,
no.
Yes, because his Irish accent drops in and out.
He's like,
it's
okay.
It's very dangerous.
He goes, destroy that film. So he's like, okay. But they show on the outside of the trailer, he's seen there. He heard everything. Oh, my God.
I'm so angry.
I'm so angry. I got to put more eyeliner on and spike my hair.
And he wants this film, okay? He wants to get it from Mohinder. But also we know that he's going to go there and kill Mohinder. So we also know that Hero is going there to get it. And my favorite part about this clip here is Hero saves his life, and yet Mohinder is still a total dick. Let's check this out. Awesome.
Ah,
even though it was on that film. It's about my ability, isn't it? A way for me to increase my power a thousandfold. Tell me!
Your brother warned me about you.
After all these years, he's been betraying me. Holding me back so that he could keep playing the king. This is your last chance. Tell me what was on this film.
Never.
I will learn the truth.
And I will do everything I can to stop you.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God, he killed Mohinder, Steven.
Not again.
Oh, he's okay.
Hero?
Hello, old friend. I'm not the Hiro Nakamura you know. I've come 8 weeks from the future.
To save my life?
No. To save this film. In the future I come from, you were dead.
I was murdered right here in this room.
Damn you, Hiro.
How did you know I would need that Kevlar vest?
My time travel is not so good
okay,
lately.
We get it.
The first time I tried, I arrived 10 minutes from now. Wasn't pretty.
If I hadn't gone right to Samuel, he would have never known the secrets of his power. My investigation has corrupted him. We have to stop him, Hero.
And we will. But
you're
first,
so you're an idiot,
you have to disappear for 8 more weeks until he releases Charlie.
Charlie?
Yes. Samuel is holding captive the woman I love until I deliver this film.
Hero, this man is extremely dangerous. I can't just go away for 8 weeks while he consolidates his power.
Please, if he knew I spared your life, he will never release Charlie.
I understand your concern, and I appreciate all that you've done for me. But our primary focus must be stopping Samuel.
I will not risk Charlie's life.
Well, then we'll have to agree to disagree, Hero.
If you will not disappear until Charlie is safe, then I will have to make you disappear.
Oh, he's going to send him in the past or something? The Old West?
No, that'd be too easy.
Huh? Mr. Amadi, time for your medication.
My name is Mohinder Suresh.
Oh my God, what?
My name is Mohinder.
Well, Mohinder, welcome to the Spanish Inquisition. Hero! Wouldn't that have been a great ending?
That would have been great.
Welcome to the Salem Witch Trials.
No, Mr. Amadi, no one expects the Spanish.
Midwitch.
Yeah, Salem Witch Trials. He's on the. They're going to burn him at the stake. Witch!
Burn him with a stake.
Shadow Skin Witch! Something like that. But one thing I got to say about Mohinder, fantastic 5 o'clock shadow, huh? What, do they draw that shit on with a Sharpie?
He totally rocks that thing. Maybe that's how he got that hot Indian lady.
I bet you he could light a match with that. But just so stupidly impulsive, the story. So, okay, Tim Kring, you're telling me that your whole storyline of the guy in the carnival gets all capped off by your stupid character Mohinder happened to find an old film of his dad's, and he's supposed to throw it out, and then he builds a compass, and it leads him to the carnival, where he can tell him that he has massive power, but no, he can't tell him, so he's gonna... It's just like, what? This is the foundation
of your
entire plot?
Yeah, and I love that we find out that this entire carnival thing is a power grab by the bad Irish accent guy.
Yeah, and him and his brother. So, what do we already know? They're gonna show us in a flashback anyway, but we already know he probably killed his own brother, right? He's all sad about his brother dying, but in reality,
he's
killed him. Yeah,
no.
He's not so sad. So, yeah, whatever.
Not buying it.
Whatever, heroes. What do you guys say we take a break and we come right back and talk about The Fringe, huh?
The Fringe?
So, I'm just going to say skip heroes, guys.
Well, then we'll have to agree to disagree.
Oh, sorry, Mohinder. Sorry. He's so proud of his show. But we'll see you back in a minute, everybody.
Kill all sons of bitches.
We'll return after these messages. Soon, you can play Donkey Kong on your ColecoVision, Atari VCS, or Intellivision home video system. Won't that be fun?
Don't worry, darling! I'll save you!
Help me! Wow, nacho cheese and a cracker!
Nabisco nacho and corn fins!
The new Nacho Cracker for the Mucho Munchin Snacker. The Misco Nacho and Corn Bins.
Mmm, delicious nacho cheese, freshly baked into a thin and crisp snack cracker. By Nabisco.
The new Nacho Cracker for the Mucho Munchin Snacker.
Nacho and Corn Thins, the new snack cracker from Nabisco.
Mickey's my name. Stop Thief's my game. This time, it's a diamond heist. And the clues from the electronic crime scanner let us in on every move, every step. Slick made his move, but we heard them slip away. Now I figure I got the chump's nail, so I call the cops. If I'm wrong, I'll be the chump. But if I play it smart, there'll be a nice reward in it. I was smart.
You was lucky.
Stop Thief, almost arresting electronic board game from Parker Brothers.
The world's greatest arcade video games are now the world's greatest home video games. They're only from Atari, and only for systems from Atari. Which means that when you play them on an Atari home video game system, you'll see amazing graphics. Like this. Thrilling action. Like this. It also means that if you try to play them on anything but an Atari system, you'll see something like this.
Kentucky Fried Chicken extra crispy, you crunch with every bite. And if I crunch a time or two, you'll help me out a mite. Now I've been painting fences, but there's one thing I have found. The job gets done much faster when extra crispy is around. It's America's country good meal. Kentucky Fried Chicken, America's country good meal.
Hi, I'm Sandy Duncan, and like most everybody, I am a snack lover. In fact, right now, I love some Wheat Thins. Wheat Thins taste really good, and they're full of natural whole wheat. So they make a terrific snack right out of the box, or you could put something on top. Look, when you're having a snack, why not have something really good? Wheat Thins. They call them the light little cracker with the big wheat taste. From Nabisco. Love them.
Hamburgers and hot dogs all together now. After wiener schnitzel, it's all together now. Hamburgers and hot dogs
hamburgers. Now save it to wiener schnitzel. All during September, get our super deluxe quarter pound hamburger and a medium sized Coca-Cola, both for just 99 cents.
After wiener schnitzel, it's all together now.
After wiener schnitzel.
Hey, kid, what do you want?
Yum.
What's that? You want gum?
Yum.
How about this bubble yum? Says super yum. This must be new. Bubble yum, huh? Looks good. Maybe I'll try a piece. Hey, kid.
Thank you.
Bubble yum, bubble gum. It's a super yum.
New telescope, Grimace?
Yeah, it brings far away things close up.
They only look close, Grimace. Look at that McDonald's way over there.
It's close.
No, it only looks close. Now, here's another surprise.
Real cool, like real neat.
Introducing Ronald McDonald, Grimace, Hamburglar, and McDonaldland. McDonald's four new kids' cups, just 59 cents at participating McDonald's.
Reporting. Earthlings have taken Orange Crush, its irresistible blend with all natural flavors, improved it, made it even more irresistible. That's fine. Sensors define it as
really delicious.
Really delicious, delicious.
Fresher tasting.
Fresher tasting.
Tastes more orangey.
Tastes more orangey, orangey. I must experience this wondrous drink and transmit a full report.
You got the last Orange Crush.
I shall bring back the delicious new Orange Crush. And don't drink it. Oh, boy. Mission a failure. It was too irresistible.
More irresistible. There goes another bottle for Orange Lovers. Have a new crush on us.
I've waited a long time for this, Luke Skywalker.
Ready, Darth Vader.
Introducing Bespin World, new from Star Wars Micro Collection line. 16 die-cast figures and action poses included. It's three play sets in one.
I'll connect gantry to Bespin control room. Watch what happens to Luke.
Ah! Activate Bespin freeze chamber.
Han looks frozen.
Let's connect him. It's the whole world of Bespin.
Bespin World from Star Wars Micro Collection line. Play sets also sold separately, figures included. New from Kenner.
He's too young. We didn't want to play with them anyway.
For all the times you were there when Katie really needed a friend. For all the balls you fetched. Though you'd eat any dog food and not complain, I feel better giving you Gainsburgers.
Moist, meaty Gainsburgers dog food. Dogs love the taste, and the neat burger shape is really nice to serve.
I feel better giving you Gainsburgers.
You'll feel better giving your dog Gainsburgers.
In a national taste test, Swiss Miss Hot Cocoa Mix was compared with Carnation. What happened? Swiss Miss, it beat Carnation almost 2-1. Remember these? Ever since milk bottles looked like this, Swiss Miss has been making good things from milk. Like Swiss Miss pudding. It's made with lots of fresh milk, real cocoa, and no preservatives. Swiss Miss, America's favorite dairy case pudding.
He's not having fun.
Oh dear.
That sounds painful.
Alright, everybody, we're back! Let's talk Fringe! Fringe! Fringe!
Okay, I think we get
this
the point.
This guy's a couple cans short of a six pack.
Hey! I'm just excited about the Fringe! Hey! This is all about observers and these guys who like to watch things. And, you know, the biggest kick I got out of this is the old paintings and stuff with the observers in them. I thought that was awesome.
That made me laugh.
It was so funny, like, different paintings. I can't even remember what events they were, but it's like, look closely, and it's like, holy crap. I think Peterman goes, you gotta be kidding me. And I was thinking, if Peter Petrelli was there, it's like, I don't believe any of this. Sorry, guys. It's like, come on, Peter.
It's Jesus. Right there in front of you.
But what's cool about this is it's a rogue observer who has his own agenda, who saves this girl who's going to die in a plane crash. And they're kind of wondering, what's the significance of this girl? Why is she so important? And that's mainly one thing they want to know. But also, who the hell are these observer guys? And we know that Walter knows who they are, or what they are. And the interesting thing about this is Walter thinks he's kind of in trouble because of him taking Peter
from a different dimension.
Did you guys, they're not just observers. They kind of seem like they're keepers of keeping things
in space-time continuum.
Yeah, yeah. The keepers of time. They try to prevent any paradoxes from occurring.
Right, and the observer we know of, who I believe his name is September, is he says that they change things when they have to fix things that they messed up, basically. And apparently Walter's made some sort of deal with him. I don't know. And I still think the little kid, bald kid who they found eating rats right. and everything is him as he was a little boy. That I don't know. I think that that was him. And
like he's somehow, like kind of like the relationship that August had with the girl September has with Walter. Is that what you're saying?
Well, with Olivia. Because remember how
I'm sorry. Olivia. Yeah, with Olivia.
So that's kind of interesting. And what you come to realize, and I kind of was thinking that the whole time, is he just has feelings for the girl. He was there the day her poor parents died, and she was so brave and everything. He's been there through all these different events in her life, so he's been observing her, and he has feelings for her. And he knew that her fate was to get on this airplane and die, and he didn't want that to happen. And what I think is funny is, so the observers, if something gets messed up, they call this kind of chubby hitman.
The cleaner?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, this guy.
I think they would have a better, in-shape hitman.
Call Leon.
Yeah, call the cleaner.
He's drinking his milk. All right, I'll get right to it.
spritzing his plant.
Yeah, so I thought that was kind of funny. But one funny scene is the way they find the observer's apartment is by these hot chili peppers or whatever. And first they think it's blood, and they do an analysis on it. And here's the scene here. I thought it was pretty funny.
What if he did? I mean, what if he somehow knew the plane was going to crash?
So you think this Brandon guy was right, that they can see the events before they happen?
I'm sorry, what plane crash?
Christine Hollis was supposed to be on a plane that crashed just off the coast of Italy. 200 people were killed.
Oh, dear.
What if he wasn't trying to kidnap her? What if he was trying to save her life?
What is so special about her? Why save her? Why did one of them save us?
Walter, I've got the results of the blood sample from the book.
High concentration of capsaicin, which means it's not blood at all, it's chili pepper juice. He must have spilled some on the book.
Well, that's great news. So we'll add Messi to the APB.
No, it is good news. Concentration of 970,000 on the Scoville scale. That's one of the hardest chili peppers there is. I hypothesize a Nagarjuna from India, otherwise known as the King Cobra chili. I once ate one. The flatulence was horrible. Very embarrassing.
Walter, are these peppers sold in Boston?
Oh, I imagine so. Though I don't suspect one could grow them here.
Astrid.
Locate anyone who's importing those peppers locally. Got it.
So one thing is I find interesting is they kept coming back to why did the observer save them that long time ago when they went into the icy river. So, you know, there's little mysteries there.
And it seems like Peter's now obsessed with figuring out what's going on with the observers, and Walter's kind of afraid of that.
I thought it was cool when he picked up the cool observer gun and he used it. But then later on, Royal said that they can't get it to work anymore. It must have been the last round. It's like, damn! Would have been cool, like, here's your new weapons, sidearms.
Maybe it has something to do with Peter having a connection to the observers.
That would
maybe that's why he can use it.
That's interesting. Mm. I think it'd be interesting.
Because it makes you think about, like, District 9, how they couldn't get humans to use the prawns guns. But Vickis could because he had a prawn arm. So maybe, you know, Peter's got something to do with him.
Right. Or it was the last round, like they said. You never know.
That's simple.
What kind of bullet can fire that thing, though? You know, so it's an energy weapon, Ryan. What is it? Charge.
It probably makes its own energy.
That's what I thought.
It's probably
was
got like
cool
a mini nuclear reactor in it.
When they showed the, I just thought that was really cool when they watched the video of when he abducted the girl and they showed, what is he doing there? And the guy was shooting him and he showed him catch the bullet out of the air. It's like, nice. Peter Petrelli would have been
like. The only thing that bothered me about that was he couldn't catch the bullets at the end when he got shot.
Well, that's because he got shot on purpose.
Oh, that's true.
He needed to die in order for the girl to be important. That part I do not understand at all. So maybe they'll explain that more. So I was like, oh, okay. I'm taking what you're telling me and I believe it to be true, but just explain to me why. Peter Petrelli would not believe any of this.
No.
I don't get it. No. Uh-uh.
That guy's not dead.
That guy's not dead.
That guy's not my brother.
Yeah, he's not your brother.
Yeah. That guy's all white and has no eyebrows. He's not my brother.
Yeah. That's not Siler either, because Siler has bushy eyebrows. Yeah, you're right, Peter. Why don't you run along back to your own show, okay? You're really messing up our show. Oh, okay, I'm out of here. You know?
Let me go save somebody.
Well, then we'll have to agree to disagree.
Oh, well, sorry. Well, guys, let's talk about Friday Night Lights. F-R-I-D. I can't do it.
No,
so anyway, Friday Night Lights! Yeah! Steven, woo! Come on!
Good show! Woo!
Yeah.
You're awful excited.
Hey, I think this guy's a couple cans short of a six-pack.
Yeah, okay. I'm crazy, okay?
That's what Tim Riggins would say.
No, I'm bit-twitched. What?
Bit-witched.
Friday Night Lights, and before we get into the main plot or whatever, Just picture Tammy driving down the street listening to that shitty radio.
I was like, why listen to that?
Sammy Mead.
Yeah, why listen to that? And I love, she's like, come on, y'all. God, give me a break. She pulls over and goes to the candy store. I need some chocolate.
I like to know why they're all blaming her whenever they're the ones that came up with the whole redistricting thing.
Why? Yeah, why do people so insane? And when they spray paint on her car, what did it say? Panther hater?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
You people are way too into football, man. When you're spray painting on someone's car that the high school football team, she hates them, you need to just reflect on your life, right?
Well, that's what, you know.
Panther hater.
That's what, you know, all those little small town guys, you know, that made something big in high school, never went beyond. Yeah,
that's all they have.
Yeah, all buddies' friends. They were all football stars. Now they're old guys, and they still have Panther pride. Ugh.
Never made it to college.
Panther pride.
But I thought it was great in the opening with Coach Eric Taylor, and he looks over, and he's like, championship sign, huh? Like the old team?
Yeah, 1983.
So he goes looking those boys up, and I love that scene. That was a fantastic scene when he's having dinner with those guys, and it's really just
kinda
like
awkward,
uncomfortable. And then all of a sudden, Bud, is that Buddy Garrity? Come on in here, Bud. And he's like,
nobody hit harder than Buddy Garrity.
Yeah.
So I loved Coach's reaction, like, oh shit, just what I need, Buddy.
And then
they're all like, oh, Buddy. It's like, oh, hey, Buddy.
And he's like, honey, Buddy Garrity.
Thanks for saving me.
Yeah, he saves his ass. I thought that was great. And then there's the, so that guy who's the black girl's dad who owns the barbecue place, is uh-huh. He was a football star who got left behind.
He was a quarterback, yeah.
So he's bitter because he blew his chance to be a star, or?
I think he hurt himself. He was, and he couldn't go pro, or he almost went pro.
So he's got a lot of bottled up anger inside, is what I'm thinking.
Yes, he does.
Until his daughter talks him into having the pep rally there, and I thought that was a great scene too. But also the Landry, I thought that was great when he takes those girls to that party, and they're like, your hair feels, what did they say? Your hair feels like grass or something.
Yeah, and then he goes, who's this band? He's like, oh, it's a local band, you know, Cruises Victorious. They're really good.
And she's like, I don't think
this sucks.
So. She's like, what? When they first, he drives up, they're like, what kind of shirt is he wearing? That was great. Then they're there at the party, and he's like dancing, and that dude is hitting on her. What is that dude's name?
Vince.
Vince Howard.
Vince is a punk ass.
Vince is an asshole.
He really is. You know, I'm trying
he's
hard
like,
to.
He like holds on to like this ridiculous amount of rage, and he hangs around with the worst possible people.
I know, and it's like, are you guys just waiting for his character to change? Like, I'm holding out right now. I hate your guts. I'm just waiting for your story arc to go where you're a likable guy. You know. But
maybe he will get lucky and his mom will shoot him for some money.
But that scene where he's like questioning Landry and he kind of like, he's like, are you dating her? Are you her boyfriend? He's like, no, what are you talking about? And he's like, he's like, I'm not sure I believe you. He's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, okay, you're good. You can go. Kinda,
what
like,
are you
going to
do? Shoot me?
It's like, what? And then the part where he steals the dude's wallet, Luke's wallet, and they're fighting all about that. And at first when he's with God, I can't remember that guy's name, the quarterback of the Panthers, J.D. And,
J.D., yeah, J.D. McCoy.
And his douchebag buddies.
Yeah.
And they see him on the side of the road. I was like, oh, crap. I thought they were all going to just
all
beat the
jump
crap
on. Yeah.
But they did, and they just watched him, like, get in a fight with him. But that, whenever the scene with the coach yelling at those guys, I always think it's done so well, you know. And the guy's saying,
I think that's because Kyle Chandler just has so much charisma, and you totally buy him as the character.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And he tells him, here's what you're going to do. You're going to say, you started it, and you're going to do this, and we'll get you out of it. Because they were going to send him to juvie. He's like, hey, he's used up all
his
free passes,
he's gone.
I would have let him, smart ass.
Yeah, no shit. And what's with Tim Riggins? He's coming over to his brothers. He's got his two rifles. Come on, deers and bears.
Time to go hunting. Let's go.
It's so funny that they would, I never thought we would see Tim Riggins hunting.
I know. I guess it's more about drinking beer than anything. Right?
Drinking beer and shooting at stuff that you have no idea what it is.
But I've got this little scene here. It's Devin, the cute little pixie-ish lesbian. Mm-hmm. She wants Julie to go with her to the gay bar called Steers. Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Let's check this out.
I hear Steers, and I think maybe like it's an all like guy gay bar, not...
Oh, it's like Julie sees the assistant coach there, and he's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that was just uncomfortable.
Then later on, she's like, I want to talk to you about that when I saw you.
I won't tell nobody.
He should have just said that he had a friend that's gay, and they have the best pool tables.
Yeah, they got great billiards there. Yeah. That's the only reason I was there. I'm not into gay stuff, you know?
You know, them gays keep their pool tables really nice, so...
They vacuum them green carpets on them?
It's a real slate table.
And this is also about Matt. He stayed there basically for Julie, and now Julie's talking about going away to college. He's starting to kind of, like, be irritated by it. It's like, oh, okay, I stayed for her, but now she's going to move away.
Well, he also stayed for his grandmother, too.
Right. So,
But he told Riggins that he stayed for Julie, not his grandmother.
Basically, what he should have left, and now he's going to resent everything for not leaving. Let's check this out.
I gotta ask you something, and I need you to not be weird about it. What's up? There's this place right outside of Dillon called Steers, and I'm wondering if you'd go there with me. Steers? It's gay. I mean, it's a gay place. Are you hitting on me? No, you're not my type.
Oh, I'm not your type.
Look, I just need somebody to go there with me. This is a new experience, and it's kind of weird. It'd be nice to have a friend go with me.
I'll go.
See what your type is like.
There is a gay bar in Dillon.
It's not in Dillon. It's outside of Dillon.
It's the same difference.
Mr. Matthew, Z-A is not a word.
Z-A is a word, and if you look at it, it spells za, as in pizza. It's vernacular in certain places. But wait, you're trying to...
You are such a liar. Just because
don't try and distract me from the fact that you're going to a gay bar. What are you going to do at a gay bar?
Dance and make out with some chicks.
I knew it. I knew you wanted to experiment.
No, I'm going for Devin to be her moral support.
Whatever, I don't care. I'm going hunting with Riggins anyway.
That's a joke. You're going hunting with Riggins?
That's not a joke.
So you're just going to go shoot some poor defenseless animals for the hell of it?
Yeah, well, to eat.
You are so much better than that. Why would you stoop to that level?
No, I'm not. I'm not better than that.
It's disgusting.
Hold the phone. I live in Dillon, and people in Dillon, what they do is they go hunting and shoot animals. This is just the way it works.
That is an awful excuse, first of all. And second of all, I live in Dillon. I don't go hunting.
You don't live in Dillon for long.
Is this about my college applications?
No, it's not about your college applications. It's not even about you. I don't know why you think everything's about you.
So then, you know, what we were talking about earlier in the show is we learned that something horrible happened to Matt's dad, death. So that's kind of sad.
Yeah, that is kind of horrible.
And, you know, I hate those scenes, and that really happens is when someone knows something's happened to someone that you care about, and you don't know yet, and you're walking up, and everything's fine. He even comes up to Julie. He's like, I just want to say I'm sorry for acting like a jackass. And he's like, what's wrong? Why are you crying? And then at first, you know, she's like, well, you know, he's like, what happened to my grandma? You know, and then she has to tell him that his dad was killed in Iraq.
But yeah, and that scene where the two officers are there at the door and the grandma loses it. I was just like, oh, man.
I was actually thankful that they were drowning. The audio was only music at that point because I didn't want to hear her crying because that was so sad. Because that lady, poor lady, her mind's going, and then she finds out that her son has been killed. So, what is it, 2 weeks? It's going to be the most powerful Friday night.
Well, it's crazy that her mind's going, and yet the moment she sees them, she knows.
And, you know, it's like Sean was saying afterwards, it's like the most powerful Friday Night Lights ever.
Like, yeah, a giant, you would think, letter. The DirecTV would be a little above that, but...
Well, how powerful can it be, do you think?
11.21 gigawatts!
That's pretty powerful.
Wow.
About the only thing more powerful than that is a strike from lightning.
So I'm going to be watching it just be like... it's like, God, okay. Just turn the show off. It's going to upset you that much, okay?
Why couldn't they just go, a penultimate episode of Friday Night Lights?
Yeah, a very special... Friday yeah. Night Lights.
Matt Saracen has to deal with a molester. Man he's grown to trust.
Matt, you're looking a little tense there. What?
Yeah. His artist teacher. let me give you a back rub there. Oh. So my dirty underwear keep falling off. So you liked my sculpture, huh?
I can't wait to find out what happens on the next episode.
Let me show you the sculpture in my pants.
Do you guys feel the same way I do, that the episodes, like, you're like, wait, what? Is this the fourth? No, the season's going by too fast.
Yeah.
What drove me crazy is when we record it, DirecTV records the entire hour. So it's like I'll pause it for something, and I'll come back and be like, oh, okay, I still got 30 minutes. And then I press play, and then... 15 minutes later, it's over. I'm like, no!
Yeah.
No! I forgot! It's only 40 minutes!
No commercials!
What's gonna happen?
Tell me!
Oh my god.
I'm sorry!
Alright, guys, let's talk about Smallville!
Yay!
With the Wonder Twins, huh?
They never specifically called them the Wonder Twins.
Yeah, at the end, he did.
I thought.
Oh, did he?
I thought Chloe did. No.
No, he did.
I did.
I kind of skipped over. I skimmed through it. I don't have your persistence, Steven. I can't actually watch the entire episode.
They had Gleek phones. Yeah, that was a little
yeah,
not a Gleek.
Yeah, the Gleek phone
and
was
a
little
much.
And you
know what I realized is that, you know, I got to print a retraction from last week. Gleek is actually a blue monkey. He's not purple. His just outfit is purple. So he's not a purple space monkey.
He's a blue space monkey
with a purple.
Well, it's the same color spectrum.
But Gleek... they would have really done better, I think, if they would have had the Gleek on there. Don't you? And one thing...
Well, if they were so absurd, why not just make it completely ridiculous and put the monkey in?
I mean, we know that Smallville is absurd, and they even have the... what was that? Congressman? Who was that guy who turns out to be the bad guy?
Oh, Congressman Douchebag.
He's like, I'm going to throw Lois off the building. Yeah. I was like, what? Where did this come from? The guy's a murderer now? What? He really does.
You're an asshole.
Now and then she survived, and she could tell that, hey, this douchebag threw me off the roof.
Let me ask you this. When he got into his car, Jaina was a... like
Rottweiler.
She maul him and he's dead?
I don't know.
Well, she had a taste for blood once before.
Like, ripped his throat out. Woo, high five! You know, it's like, wait a second. This isn't the Wonder Twins I remember. They weren't murderers.
They weren't psychopaths.
Yeah, I don't know where these guys
are. You know, she could have just took on the form of water and drowned him.
No, the guy's water.
The guy's water.
Oh, the guy's water.
She's an animal. Form of a griffin. Form of
what
an
was
ice
the horrible ladybug CGI.
Yeah, that. I thought it was like a little spaceship at first or something. But here's an awesome scene when Chloe reveals to Clark that there are different kinds of blur websites. Let's just check this out. And try not to groan as you listen to it, Steven.
I can't believe she's not picking up.
You freeze the girl out, she's going to give you a cold shoulder, hero or not.
After what happened with Corbin, I stopped calling her as a blur for her own protection.
Sorry, this is a really bad time for your PR queen to go MIA.
She's the only one who can tell the world the truth. Most of us know the blur's not responsible for the failed drug bust or the crime boss getting away.
You know, Clark, you need to get to work on some serious spin doctor magic, because whoever's posing as the blur is a genius at marketing.
I apologize.
That's
you should.
That's my brand.
All right, check this
I'm
out.
I'm not a brand. Blur has a blog.
And apparently you Twitter and you're on Facebook, where you have 10,000 friends, by the way. You've come quite a long way since being scarecrowed in high school.
And you're really good at
Farmville.
Why
would somebody go through so much trouble to discredit me?
Here's the hitch. I think he's actually trying to help you. I discovered five messy but successful saves, obviously not done by you.
And whether this person means well or not, they need to be stopped before someone gets hurt.
I also think it's funny when they bring the Wonder Twins there and they're looking around. This is the Blur's lair. Look at all these advanced computers. This stuff isn't available anywhere.
This isn't normal tech.
It looks like a bunch of LCD monitors to me, but okay, yeah, I'll take your word for it.
With screens.
I'll take your word for it.
You're not there in person. There's some other stuff you just...
Oh, I'm just not looking around enough is what it is. But yeah, silly episode. And they have the whole thing of Lois going to a therapist. This is just silly.
My God. And when she goes to... talk to her, and the one girl's in there already, and she goes, it's all your parents' fault.
Was this like a spoof of some, like, chick flick that we just haven't seen or something? I don't know what's going on, but anyway, yeah, Smallville, Wonder Twin powers activate. Yeah. Sorry.
I didn't know that their powers made them blow up when you get them blocked.
Oh, that's what I love when they first
Yeah, that was crazy.
Powers activate! It's like... deep low LFE rumble bill from the Matrix. Awesome. All right, let's talk about Top Chef, guys. And I actually have a really short clip here, but it pretty much encapsulates what's happening.
Encapsulates. He's making his own words up. Like,
yeah, all of a sudden you're like Buddy Velocro.
wait. Encapsulates.
There you go.
It's disgusting.
Hey,
Velociraptus is the whole thing.
Encapsulates.
That was horrible.
Shut up, buddy. Jackass. No, we have, what is
it? Hey, he knows a dragon. You better watch it.
It's called Culinary Olympics.
Hello, kids. Come here and feed me some alphabets.
Wow. So they do this Culinary Olympics.
What the hell was that thing called? The Buku's Door?
Yeah, Buku Doors. But did you know this existed?
They love Jim Morrison there.
They love lots of doors. But one thing is, Olympic cooking, countries competing with each other, right?
Okay. Yeah, it's basically the ultimate snobbery of cooking. I mean, it's really, really bad.
It's like just cooking like really extravagant things like really fast and doing it in an orderly way and competing against another country.
Well, it's not fast. I mean, they have almost all day to do it, but it's so technical and so – it's like food artistry. Because they have the whole glass plate or the mirror plate that they have to have the food
it's
on.
It's almost like – have you guys ever watched the Westminster Dog Show and how they judge the dogs? It's just like, oh, God, these people are so – just get over yourselves.
What this is. I saw it on PBS one time and was just like, this is so stupid.
So they're going to make these people do it on Top Chef, basically.
By themselves.
And one thing, you know, they have the Voltaggio brothers. They have Michael and they have Brian. And Brian seems to be the more mature of the brothers.
Michael's the asshole, right, that always wears the hat backwards?
Right, and he may be more talented, I'm not sure, or he's more outside the box, I don't know. But I thought this little bit was interesting where Kevin, what he's going to prepare with his meal he's having trouble with, and he asks Brian about it. And this is what happens. And then Brian says, you know, would my brother have told him the same thing? I don't know. Do you think he would have?
No.
Given him any advice? And then Michael's little jab at Kevin. Did you guys like that where he's like, I make what Kevin makes on my day off. What was that about?
He's such an asshole.
What was that about?
He's incredibly arrogant, and quite frankly, he hasn't shown anything to be that arrogant for.
Because
it's mainly his brother that wins the things, Brian.
Michael's won quite a few things, too, but I wanted to ask you this. This is where, you know, every season they kind of change their judging a little bit because they pick who they really want to go to the end. Don't you think having a bone in his fish should have gotten him eliminated?
Absolutely.
But no, they got to have him in the end. It's got to be brother against brother. So let's get rid of Eli. And I knew Eli was going as soon as his meal wasn't that good. I was like, he's going because they want the other people to go. But let's check this out real quick.
So, hey, I do need some help, guys, if you can help me with this. So, obviously, I need those saddles to come out the exact same, which leads me to believe I need to sous vide them.
Kevin asks about how to cook under vacuum sous vide. It's a technique he's not familiar with and something he's never done really before.
What temperature would I cook those at and for how long to get to just under medium, I guess,
basically? It's not a time thing with that. It's going to be a temperature thing.
Okay.
I just feel like if somebody asks me a question like that and they know that I know the answer, if I shut them down, then I'm more of a prick.
Well, are you going to roast it at all after?
Yes.
Then 52.
Even though this is a competition, you know, being a chef is very much about sharing information. Some believe in it, you know, some don't. You know, my brother might not have done the same. I'm not sure.
I mean, the food that Kevin cooks is the food that I cook on my day off.
The chef who was above the rest is Kevin.
Thank you.
So what does that mean? That he could have prepared a winning meal if he was off from work that day?
Yeah. I'd rather eat Kevin's food than his.
Oh, I love his food. Always looks so good, that home style. And yeah, what they do, the unstable thing every season of Top Chef, where they leave and come back someplace else, and they all have longer hair. They've lost weight, put on weight. They all look different. It's like, whoa, it's kind of shocking. Because how long do they go is what I want to know.
I think it's like 3 months.
That's crazy. I wonder why they do that, honestly.
I have no idea. That's just how they shoot the show.
Nice night for a walk, eh?
Yeah. So
nothing clean.
Is that back next week or is it 2 weeks on that show too? I think it's 2 weeks.
I think it's 2 weeks.
So we'll cover that.
A lot of things are 2 weeks.
Right.
Except Smallville.
And Chef Academy, I think.
No.
All right.
Is Chef Academy 2 weeks?
No, I think it's back this Monday. Yeah, okay. It is. Definitely. Right, Steven?
I'm not sure.
All right, guys, let's get into the news. What do you say?
Let's do some news.
Prostitute named Michelle.
Huh? Okay. All right, Bill, what do we have in the news this week?
Damn it, my cover's been blown. All right. Let me pull up my news here. A giraffe spent Friday morning at the Ashland Police Department after an officer rescued it from the clutches of a drunken man who was trying to take it home.
I would have done that too.
The 4-foot stuffed giraffe, located outside the downtown Children's Center store Bugaboo, was a tempting target for Ashland resident Sean Patrick McDowell, 24, who's accused of having twice tried to steal the animal early Friday. He was apparently pretty enamored with it and decided he was taking it home, said Sergeant Bob Smith.
Yeah, you don't know. You don't even have a clue.
McDowell was cited for theft after a second encounter with the giraffe, police said. After about 1 a.m., Officer Theron Hall observed McDowell pick up the giraffe and simulate making sexual advances on it.
Oh, my God.
So that's what he wanted it for.
He wanted to have sex with a giraffe?
With a stuffed giraffe.
I was raped.
Maybe he was going to, like, microwave a watermelon and put it inside it or something. Then he turns and sees Officer Hall, so he puts the giraffe down and walks away. Yeah, he's like, oh, I was just, you know, messing with it.
How do you
later, at about 2:30 a.m., just after the downtown bars had closed for the night, McDowell returned to the Bugaboo storefront and again picked up the giraffe. McDowell was seen walking away with the giraffe.
That giraffe needs a restraining order.
What?
The giraffe needs to get a restraining order.
Yeah, it does.
Tell me!
McDowell was seen walking away with the giraffe toward a parking lot at Water and B Streets when Officer Hall apprehended him. It took a little more alcohol, but about an hour and a half later, he decided to try it again. Maybe he struck out with all the women at the bar, and the giraffe was looking pretty good, so he said, I'm going to take it back to my own place, the officer joked. Please return the giraffe on Friday morning. So I guess the giraffe is safe now.
Oh, good.
For the time being.
Wow, that giraffe. Can't it, like, stomp on him or something? Doesn't it have a way to fight back? I thought they could defend themselves.
I guess not. What the hell? Come on. I'm waiting for my news to come up.
I guess when there's stuff that they don't have the ability.
Yeah. They only have they have those two little knob horns on top. Can't do much with that, I guess.
Des Moines, Iowa police are looking for a pair of burglars, one of whom reportedly was naked when discovered Sunday by a homeowner. Javier Paganzero, 29, told police his wife, Genoveva, was awakened by footsteps upstairs early Sunday morning. Javier went upstairs to investigate and found a man asleep on his couch. The man jumped up and ran out the front door. Genoveva, meanwhile, confronted a woman on the lower level. The intruder was described in a police report as a large woman who was naked. She ran out the back door. The intruders jumped into a 14-year-old van and drove away. It was parked in the driveway. Police have the license plate number. After the couple left the residence, Javier noticed $900 missing from his wallet. Who has $900 in their wallet?
Yeah, dude, go to the bank.
Crime scene investigators were called in to process the scene. They took as evidence a black jacket and that was left behind. No arrests immediately were reported.
Nobody saw us.
Can you imagine seeing there was a fat black woman in your house, naked, just like, what? Oh, my God. She runs out the back door.
Make out with some chicks?
Yeah, right.
Yikes.
Hey, honey, I guess you're ready, huh?
Nobody saw us.
What type of dinosaur is that?
Wait, was it Buddy Sister?
Nobody-saurus?
It's a Nobody-saurus.
Nobody-saurus. That's what the dragon is.
Very embarrassing.
An Iowa City woman said she suffered physical and mental pain for the last 2 years after a shampoo bottle was dropped on her head.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. Doesn't it sound terrible? Now, Mary Stones has filed a lawsuit against LaJames International College. LaJames. In hopes of receiving compensation for her losses. According to the lawsuit, Jones was at a LaJames International College receiving services when a large shampoo bottle was dropped on her head. Since then, Jones claims she's endured physical and mental pain, has incurred medical fees, and suffered loss of bodily function enjoyment of life and future earning capacity.
Hold the phone.
From a shampoo bottle?
A large shampoo bottle.
Oh yeah, God. You know, that can really knock the piss out of you.
Yeah, you have those big-ass pert bottles. That shit's dangerous, man.
Yeah, they don't bounce off your head. They implant it.
Holy shit.
All right, this is, you know, speaking of Ninja Assassin coming out here.
Ooh.
Seattle police say an intoxicated 25-year-old man who told officers he believed he was a ninja was impaled on a metal spike Monday night after attempting to jump a 5-foot fence. Around 11:15 p.m., officers responded after a 41-year-old man called police to say he'd been assaulted. Officers arrived and found the impaled would-be ninja. It turns out the older man, who was heavily intoxicated, tried to go into a sports bar. The younger man, who isn't a bar employee, barred the man from going inside, and an argument between the two men escalated into a fight. At one point, the men chased each other in the street.
Nice.
In an attempt to get away, the younger man thought he'd basically be able to jump over this fence, and he didn't quite make it, the officer said. As a police account of the incident notes, clearly he was overconfident in his ability.
Screw this small judo man.
That's when the older man called police to say he'd been assaulted. As police arrived to search for the suspect, One officer heard the 25-year-old scream and found him stuck on a fence with a metal spike jutting out of his ass. The man was profusely bleeding.
Oh, my God.
This guy's
a couple cans short of a six-pack.
He's not going to be sitting down for a long time.
Wow.
Witness at the event said the event was quite comical since the two men were in the middle of the street chasing each other around.
I knew it.
Officers determined neither man would be arrested on suspicion of assault. I guess since they just kind of chased each other in a circle in the street, that's not really assault.
It's just jackassery.
Jackassery, yeah.
Bada bing.
In Atlanta, Georgia, a suburban Atlanta high school teacher has been accused of pursuing a hit on a 16-year-old student last month.
Oh, my God.
Randolph Ford, who teaches at Mundy's Mill High School, has been charged with making terroristic threats and was released on bond. He's currently on administrative leave from his job with pay and faces an employment hearing in early December.
Got a serious attitude problem.
Clayton police said the incident occurred in October. The suspect took a student off a school bus and told him he would pay him to kill the victim.
Holy shit. When the student
asked who the target would be, the suspect said he'd write the name on a note. The teacher held up a piece of paper and the victim's name on it.
Horrible.
Attorney Terrence Adam, who represents the alleged target and his family, issued a statement saying the problems between the boy and the teacher go back to around September when Ford allegedly called my client outside the class and asked him if he was gay. Uh-oh.
Oh, dear.
There you go. He's a gay hater. What kind of asshole teacher asked another student to kill another student?
It's
wow.
A gay place.
That's interesting.
I'm going to say a bad teacher.
Yeah, a bad teacher. Really? Port of call, Atlanta.
You got a lot of nerve!
An intoxicated Carlisle, Pennsylvania woman went to the Cumberland County Prison on Monday and demanded to be arrested so she could help the prisoners inside.
Oh.
Isn't that nice? She's such a sweet girl. She's drinking her ass off, and all of a sudden she has an epiphany that she'll help the prisoners.
What a nice lady, huh?
I can help them.
Police said Janet L. Ritter, 67, pulled into the prison parking lot around 4 o'clock p.m., locked her car and left the headlights on, then went to the jail's front door and demanded to be admitted. When a corrections officer told her she couldn't come in, Ritter grabbed his shirt and tried to push past him. While she didn't get into the prison, police said Ritter was charged with drunk driving, public drunkenness, and disorderly conduct and trespassing. Technically, how could they get her on drunk driving since she wasn't driving when she...
Yeah.
Because she got there.
Yeah, what? But maybe she drank in the parking lot.
Midwich.
No one saw her drive there.
Nobody saw us.
Yeah, no one saw her.
Saw us.
Yeah, but if she
saw
was...
her, Scott, well, no.
Nobody saw us.
Kids, come here and feed me some alphabets.
All right, moving on. A Port Alford man who allegedly stole a meat pie from a local supermarket got a shock of his life when the magistrate yesterday joked he was being charged with rape and murder.
Oh, my God.
A stunt cow boss told Magistrate Walter LaGrange that is not true. However, he was visibly relieved when the smiling magistrate stated the obvious and told him he had been charged with theft. Bosch allegedly stole a $10 meat pie from a local supermarket after paying for other items and not the snack. He was released on a warning and ordered to appear in court again on November 24th for a pretrial assessment.
Good old meat pie, huh?
The rape and murder of a meat pie?
What?
That's pretty disturbing, huh?
Is it getting hot in here? Is it just me?
You know, where's Carl Monday when you need him? a witness informed police in Burlington, Kentucky, that a person at the Boone County Library was on a computer masturbating while watching a wrestling video.
I mean, did you realize that that's, you know, it's a criminal act to do that in public?
On Tuesday, November 17th, at approximately 7 p.m., a Boone County Sheriff, that sounds like Boone Farms, Sheriff Department Aaron Milson witnessed Lester Henry masturbating at the main branch of the county library. Henry, 58, of Erlanger, was arrested for the second degree indecent exposure and disorderly conduct. Milson was there for unrelated activity when a library patron approached and told him what was going on. Henry is lodged in the Boone County Detention Center. No bond has been set yet. Of all the things to masturbate to in a library, a wrestling video?
Yeah, good times.
Maybe it was, I hope it was female wrestling.
Pleasuring himself.
Maybe it was GLOW, Gorgeous Ladies Wrestling.
Yeah, it was GLOW.
Sports, I hope pornography, stuff like that.
If it was like some match, like, you know, Iron Sheik versus Hulk Hogan, I'd be kind of scared.
What if I told you we got video of you performing a sexual act?
Uh-oh.
Wow.
I wonder whatever happened to that poor guy.
I don't know. His he's got to be doing crappy news somewhere.
He's probably still...
I'm surprised you can read that in your condition.
I'll have to do a search for him. Love Carl Monday.
I used to look, for a while, I used to look like every month, and I lost interest in that a long time ago.
Yeah, it's like,
when
come
you
on,
see
Carl.
What that dude's up to, right, Steven?
Yeah, let's see if he's producing some news stories.
You were a prostitute named Michelle.
Here's another asshole kid. A Buffalo Grove teenager was having fun. Fun until his parents took away his Xbox.
You got a serious attitude problem.
So the unhappy 15-year-old dialed 911 around 12:50 p.m. Sunday to complain to police about his parents confiscating his Xbox 360 as punishment.
I think this guy's a couple cans short of a six-pack.
The Xbox caper started out as a 911 hang-up call, Buffalo Grove police said. Police traced the call and sent an officer to the house where the teen inquired whether his parents had a legal right to take away his system. Police then advised him that he needed to listen to his parents. There's
horrible.
No indication of why the video game system was taken away or what the teen was playing. The Xbox, along with other up-to-date video game systems, include parental controls, which can lock the system and prevent the child from playing.
Nice.
You smart-ass little bastard. I bet you he got some serious ass-kicking after that.
Oh, I know.
Do you think you're going to get it back after a week now? No way,
yeah,
buddy.
Try
next year.
Try we're selling it.
Now, this is scary. This is really scary because the woman's picture that accompanies this story, she kind of looks like Chunk from the Goonies.
Nice. Hot.
Muncie, Indiana, allegations stemming from a game of strip Yahtzee led to a Muncie woman's arrest this week. I just want to know how the hell you play strip Yahtzee.
Yeah, I want to know that too.
Amber M. Foster, 21, was arrested Tuesday night on a charge of false informing and Class A misdemeanor carrying a maximum one-year jail term after police said they determined her claims that a former boyfriend had raped her was false.
Oh, my God.
Investigation said... The encounter between Foster and the ex-boyfriend came after she was the loser in a game of strip Yahtzee with a group of friends and had walked nude into her bedroom with the target of the accusation.
Police Sergeant
Mike Engel said the rape accusation came after Foster was confronted by her current boyfriend over allegations she had sex with another man. Oh, that's genius. Honey, really? I didn't have sex with him. He raped me.
You were a prostitute named Michelle.
Bitch.
She's a total prostitute named Michelle.
Oh, yeah. Okay, if you saw this lady as a prostitute on the street, you'd just keep going.
Oh, my God.
She literally has no chin. All right. Let's do this last story here. Some people are just idiots, and Sharon Cook is an idiot. The news says she's either a hero or a villain. She found a reason to take it upon herself to basically censor the library. It all started in the fall of 2008, and she is still doing it. The proof is in her knapsack in a bright yellow flexible file folder, hidden from prying eyes. The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, Volume 4, The Black Dossier. And she highlighted pages with pink and yellow tags. Why? Because it contains explicit sexual conduct.
No.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
It's the Jessamine County Public Library's copy, which she's checked out and not returned. She's being fined 10 cents a day for her breach of library contract and for her moral stand. She says, simply appalled that a child could find a book that contained so many outright visually obscene graphics in the Jessamine Library where she worked. So 9 months ago, she challenged its right to be included in the collection. And when that failed, she simply checked it out herself.
It's a sacrilege.
In effect, she removed the book from circulation. She checked it out over and over and over with her library card until a patron of the library, unaware of the circumstances of the book, put a hold on it, asking to be the next in line. When Cook went to renew the Black Dossier on September 21st, the computer would not allow it because of the hold. Cook used her employee privileges to find out the patron desiring the book was an 11-year-old girl. This would not do. Cook told two of her colleagues at the library about her dilemma, and she made a decision that she would take the book off hold, thus disallowing the girl or the child's parents ever to see the book.
What?
Yeah, I don't understand why. Some people have nothing better to do. She wants to be the book police.
This reminds me of that couple who were, hey, if you send us your Titanic VHS, we'll cut out the nude scene of Kate Winslet for you. So you can
watch
we'll
cut out the sex scene in the boobs.
Yeah. And the sex scene, they don't show anything. It was the nipple shot that they didn't like, remember?
When she was Nipples are terrible things.
What?
Yeah. and quite frankly, an 11-year-old girl couldn't wrap her mind around the Black Dossier in the first place. But I just don't. I don't get what the hubbub's all about. And I can't stand people that take it on themselves to censor things.
Yeah.
And that's news this week.
Well, thanks, Bill. Thanks for doing the news this week.
You're welcome.
I think that means it's time to do some DVDs. Am I right?
I think so.
I may be wrong, but I think I'm right. Let's do some DVDs. Ow!
Let's do some DVDs.
DVDs!
HD, Blu-ray, standard definition! DVDs!
Oh, hell yeah! The DVDs, everybody!
Well, then we'll have to agree to disagree.
All right, DVDs for Tuesday, November 24th, 2009. Let's start off with Angels and Demons. The Tom Hanks, Ron Howard, what the hell is that guy's name? Dan Brown?
Yeah,
that writes
Dan Brown.
All these horrible books that get turned into movies.
Yeah, I need to get in this guy's business so I can...
I know. We need to write really bad books and then have them turned into films.
And then have mysteries and puzzles and shit. Or something like that.
Yeah, and it's on DVD and Blu-ray, so if you care, there you go.
I never saw the first one. Is it any good? I mean, is
I thought even, it, I thought it sucked.
Will at least hold my interest, because
it might.
It's watchable.
I mean, yeah, but it's watchable. But it's
yeah, it's not great.
Oh, that's fun.
Now the next DVD is probably the most important of the DVDs, and that's Uwe Boll's Far Cry, based on the popular PC game.
Are you shitting me? Did that even come out in theaters?
Of course not.
Wow.
It's got, of course, it's got Udo Kier on it, who's always in a Uwe Boll movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And my favorite, Till Schweiger.
Who's that?
Just because he's got a great name. I have no idea, but his name's Till Schweiger.
From business.
Whoa!
You are on your own responsible that you don't make movies.
There's a trailer for this thing on IGN, and I put it on my Facebook page. It looks so horrible that I can't help but have to see it. And it just looks so bad in the dialogue, the line delivery. There's a girl in it who cannot act, yet for some reason she's in it.
In a very insulting way for me.
I can't wait to see it.
Wow.
Hopefully it won't, like, scramble my mind.
And Far Cry is, like, a fun game and stuff, too, isn't it?
Far Cry was a great game. It was, like, and its time, it was the game that, like, pushed the systems.
Where does this guy, come up with the games that he's going to adapt?
I don't know, but Far Cry, honestly, is kind of an obscure game for him to... Being that the game came out probably almost 10 years ago.
Yeah.
For him to go, let's make a movie out of it. The one thing I do remember about it is that Tony Bourdain had a cameo in it when he was traveling on that No Reservation show.
Oh yeah,
and he got on the set of it and he plays with like one of the lab doctors or something.
That's funny.
He sucks big time.
Okay, well, why'd you have him in your movie for, huh?
Uwe Boll.
Next DVD is another suck-ass movie, Four Christmases with Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon.
Awesome.
Yeah, that would be my general reaction to having to watch something like this.
Wow. Four Christmases.
Maybe Adam can watch it for us and get back to us.
What?
Or next, whenever we get back on Four Christmases, let me know how it is. Next is just a Blu-ray, an excellent film directed by the one,
Mary.
The only, the Bill Paxton, called Frailty.
Oh, nice.
Hey, I think this guy's a couple cans short of a six-pack.
There you go. And you know what? I think the guy is in this movie.
Frailty's a very interesting, it's a really good movie and creepy, too.
It is. Very creepy.
It's awesome.
Yeah, and it's one of those movies that I'll just leave it alone. I don't want to spoil anything for people that haven't seen it, but it's definitely enjoyable.
Definitely, it's got a really good ending. Have you seen it, Steven? Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Yeah,
waka waka.
I watched it on your
What did they call himself? The God's Hand Killer or something?
Fozzie the Bear likes it, too, I guess.
Fozzie loves crazy movies.
He sure do.
Nice night for
next DVD and Blu-ray is Judd Apatow's Funny People.
Apatow! Apatow!
Apatow!
Ah, Funny People, huh?
I've been wanting to see this. I've heard good things about it.
Yeah, I was really kind of nervous about if it would be any good. But Judd Apatow, he always comes through, right?
He tends to, yeah.
Judd Apatow. The problem was the way they advertised the movie, it was just that dude, Jonah Hill, talking about Harry Potter.
Oh, I can't
like,
stand
that guy.
Like,
you really want me to go see the movie? That's all you're showing me? You know? Remember, it was like, Harry Potter, when's he getting out of school? Was he going through his master's or something? Or just like,
now that you reminded me that Jonah Hill's in it, I don't want to watch it.
Because
I hate that guy.
Yeah.
It's like every time I see him, I go, why is he even in my life?
Exactly.
All right. Next, next Blu-ray. I don't believe it's on DVD. Yeah, it's DVD and Blu-ray. Gamora, a film that I watched a couple weeks ago that is just absolutely incredible. It's basically it's an actual Italian mafia movie.
Oh, nice. At first I thought it was the giant turtle. Gamera?
No, that's Gamera. this is a it's about a undercover Italian reporter who covers the Naples mafia underworld.
Oh, nice.
And it basically it brings together five different stories of men that are caught up in this housing project system.
Poor and, little guys.
It's just like there's all these really different cool angles. It's just a really, really, really terrific film. And it's very violent. Who incredibly did? Violent. And it's great to see an actual movie about the mafia.
What's the
in
world
Italy.
Coming to?
That is cool.
And it's not Godfather.
The whole world is coming through. How do you like that?
No, what I was saying is, who directed this film?
It's a rather unknown Italian director named Matteo Garrone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's got the making of on it, and there's of course Criterion always loves to include those little booklets that are like essays on the film from a critic. And stuff. So it looks like it's a pretty nice package. But I definitely recommend renting it. It's a great film.
All right.
Next Blu-ray is Monster Squad, the 20th Anniversary Edition. Came out on DVD earlier this year. Now we get a Blu-ray.
Nice. Monster Squad, Steven, huh?
Wolfman's got nards?
Hell yes, he has nards.
So now I'm going to have to get rid of my DVD because I want the Blu-ray.
That's totally cool, man. There are
damn
a lot of,
you, Lionsgate.
A lot of good movies have been coming out on Blu-ray lately, Near Dark, Big Trouble.
Yeah, finally,
China.
They're digging into the catalog and giving people what they want.
Oh, it's awesome, right? Totally cool. And
yeah, I picked up the Big Trouble.
I'm trying to think of some other movies that I've really wanted to. I mean, when Near Dark came out, it's like, okay, now this is it's really happening, all these movies.
Yeah, now we're getting somewhere.
I'm just afraid to all buy right. them, then they're going to come to some new super high def.
I know.
Yeah, UHD, I think they're calling it now.
Red Ray discs.
Red Ray.
Red Ray.
Purple Ray. Ray
well,
Ray.
I have to agree to disagree.
All right, next DVD is actually, again, a Blu-ray. My Bloody Valentine Special Edition.
No! Scary!
And no, this no. isn't the remake, the My Bloody Valentine 3D. This is the original 1981 film
okay,
on Blu-ray.
If they're going to release this shit on Blu-ray, come on, they can release anything on Blu-ray.
I know, exactly.
Remember, this is the movie I've repeatedly talked about. They're boiling some hot dogs, and there's a friggin' heart in there. And every time I see that, I need to go puke. All right, that's disgusting.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you need to eat a hot dog or something.
It's like, God, that looks good.
It looks good, dude. And then the heart.
That shit looks delicious. Yeah, no, it makes
nice
you...
and irony.
No, the one.
Oh, good Lord. That's
the
bad.
One that makes me get sick is in the Poltergeist when the festering maggots come out of the meat on the counter.
Oh, I don't even... Oh,
it's
stop.
It's sliding across
stop.
The counter.
All I need to hear is festering. That's the word that just... Yeah. It should be deleted from the English language.
The flatulence was horrible.
All right, moving on. Jackie Chan's new Police Story on Blu-ray. It's a fun movie, and I'm glad that he went back to his roots with the Police Story movies.
Yeah. Was Super Cop
have you ever seen the Police Story movies that he did in Hong Kong?
I'm not sure. I was going to say, was Super Cop like the American version of one of the Police Story movies?
I think that was Police Story 3, Super Cop.
Okay.
But this one, this one's good. Police, he, I believe he actually, did he direct Super Cop 2?
Which one?
I can't remember. It doesn't matter. But new Police Story, good movie, fun.
You are. Wah! Ooh.
It's nice that we're getting it here, but I'm also happy that they are including the original language Cantonese track, because I'm not a fan of the dub. I hate dubs.
I only like dubs when they're just ridiculous. Just like, might as well just go
like
crazy.
Like the killer.
Oh, I love the killer. Mickey Mouse! Dumbo!
Dumbo, yeah.
And our favorite is Finish Your Sentence! Finish. It's awesome.
Pain in the ass.
All right, I keep seeing commercial for this thing, and I literally want to scratch my eyes out when I see it. Santa Buddies. The
Santa
Legend
Buddies.
Of Santa Claus.
Yeah, this is
on
like...
Alien Blu-ray.
This is like eating that too sugary... icing cake where it's just like, too much sugar.
I'm sorry, I just can't take CGI dog faces that talk.
They're Santa Buddies.
Yeah, and it's there's like a scene of them taking off with Santa and his sleigh, and it's like, so the reindeer died? Why now it's Labrador puppies that are taking Santa Claus? It just,
Yeah, that's a good question. What did happen?
Who are the people that buys this shit? There has to have been a gazillion of these movies already.
I know. They make money. Everybody's got to buy that new Christmas Blu-ray.
What is it? There was...
Hold the phone.
It started with, what, Air Bud?
Yeah,
and
Air
then
Bud,
it turned
and...
into Air Bud's dogs or something?
He had puppies. Are these the relations to Air Bud?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, Santa Buddies. Okay,
yeah.
I get it.
Because there's been four Buddies movies, it says here. Air Buddies. Okay, now I get it.
Oh, and these are...
Snow Buddies, Space Buddies, and
now Santa Buddies.
Why does
everyone get to save Christmas, too? When do I get to save Christmas, huh?
Puppies that
I'll
save
I'll write that
Christmas.
Story tomorrow.
Dog.
Dog shit. A movie we've talked about numerous times on the show just because it looks terrible. Shorts.
This is Rodriguez.
Rodriguez's
movie.
Yes.
Children's movie. He has like his own like green screen thing in his house, so he can just make any shitty kids films at any time.
Yeah,
right?
He just calls people down. He got William H. Macy.
In.
Yeah,
Leslie Mann,
they
James Spader, Tom Cryer.
Right, he's got all these people that'll show up. Carlo Gugino will make a movie anytime he asks. What the hell?
And still get naked too, which is a great thing to have,
but completely inappropriate for children's movies.
No, it's you got to have something for the adults.
Nobody saw us.
And I guess this is about a rainbow striped wishing rock.
So they
wish on a rock and then they get crazy shit to happen?
He's not even trying with these storylines.
It says, Shorts, The Adventures of the Wishing Rock. Not so tall tales from the director of Spy Kids. Yeah.
Wow.
I guess these are his, like, money movies.
Oh, yeah, the Spy Kids and this kind of thing. He makes all the money off of those, you know?
Very embarrassing.
No shit. I don't know how anybody... I don't know how you can, like, look people in the eye and go, yeah, I made Shorts.
That Shark Boy and Lava Girl looked awful, didn't it?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Wow. I think he just said, hey, my son wrote this. It's like, yeah, we can tell.
Yeah.
Wow, we can really tell, you know?
He asked his son to tell him stories at night, not the other way around.
Son, I got nothing. Tell me something, and I'll write it down here on the steno pad.
All right, next DVD is Superman, the complete animated series, 7-disc collector's edition. This is the animated series that aired on, was it Fox?
Oh, yeah.
It's on after Batman animated series, which was also good. I liked this show a lot, too.
Very cool. And that cool animated style is awesome.
Yeah, it was.
That's not Superman.
That was Who Wants to Be a Superhero. When are they bringing that back?
That's Super Chicken.
Hey, it's super, though.
That totally super.
And the last Blu-ray is Christopher McQuarrie's Way of the Gun.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jenna?
Awesome.
Yeah, I remember buying this one on DVD and watching it and going, what the hell did I buy this piece of shit for?
What?
Yeah. It's a.
Yeah, I remember violent, this is one of those movies that Harry Knowles was all gaga about.
I honestly haven't seen all of it. I've seen bits of it. It never looked interesting to me. I don't know.
Well, I think people went, well, the guy wrote The Usual Suspects. How can this not be awesome?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, well, it's not.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
And that's DVDs for this week.
All right. Thanks for doing the DVDs, Bill.
Well, thank you.
Monster Squad. That's the one to pick up on Blu-ray.
Yeah, definitely.
That's the pick of the week.
Totally wicked. Oh, and Night of the Creeps. That was another one. Fred
Decker.
I've
had Monster Squad in HD on... it's like a HD rip off of one of those... what was that channel? Monsters HD?
Yeah, the old Voom channels.
Yeah, there was an HD rip of that on there, but it was zoomed. It wasn't the letterbox, the 235 to 1. So I'm glad to finally be able to get it in its original aspect ratio because I'm a nerd.
Night of the Creeps, Monster Squad, same director, Fred Decker.
Yeah, that would be a great double feature to have.
Oh, totally. I mean, I still got to hit Night of the Creeps. I'm going to ask for all that for Christmas. Just like, why aren't they all like $12 Blu-rays or something?
If your wife gets them off of Amazon, yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally. I'm gonna
on Amazon, they're all like $12, $14.
They're about 14 bucks on...
Yeah, if you go to Best Buy or something, you're going to end up paying $30 for them.
Oh, okay.
The good news is your dates are here.
Well, it's like, Big Trouble was only 14.
What's the bad news?
Yeah, it was relatively cheap.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, Monster Squad at Amazon right now is listed for $12.99.
Nice. Cheap. Totally cheap, man.
Yeah.
It's Miller time.
Yeah.
And right underneath it is Fred Savage and Howie Mandel's Little Monsters. So why not pick that up, too?
You got a serious attitude problem.
All right, Bill. Thanks for doing the DVDs.
Bada bing.
Thank you. Good night. Here all week. Try the veal and see.
Alright, everybody, that was episode 184 of Nowhere in Mulberry. Thank you for listening to the show. Go to nimpodcast@gmail.com and check it out. You'll find links to Mulberry Old School and a link to our forum. Join the forum. Talk to us. Also, send us an email at nimpodcast@gmail.com or send us a voicemail at 1206-202-3491. We would love it. I want everybody to have a happy Thanksgiving, eat lots of awesome food. See, I like turkey, okay, but I'm really into stuffing more than anything. I love stuffing with the gravy on it, mashed potatoes, just starch it up, and then like barely be able to stay conscious the rest of the day, just kind of like dozing off, and then get up and get some more. And you know what? I'm not even that big a fan of dessert. On Thanksgiving, I just want more stuffing and mashed potatoes later.
You know what my favorite thing to do dessert-wise for Thanksgiving is? It's called gooey butter cake, but it's a pumpkin gooey butter cake.
Whoa.
It's really, really good. You use like a yellow cake mix, but you just use it for the crust. And then you mix up this, the filling is like pumpkin and cream cheese and butter. Holy and sugar, shit. And it's just like, it's real soft, and, well, I guess that's why it's gooey, but it's so good.
That sounds good.
The flatulence was horrible.
Yeah, whoa. It is. Hell, it's so good.
Yikes.
I love cooking Thanksgiving dinner. I'm always, by the time I'm done with it, I'm tired, and I don't want to eat, I just want to sleep, but... I end up eating it like at 2 a.m. after I wake up from cooking it.
And you got to watch that Thanksgiving Day football.
I always miss that. I never watch that shit. I don't want to watch the Lions.
Yeah, the Lions usually be bad, and then the Cowboys later. See, by the time the Cowboys play, I'm like really like sleepy. Like, I'm sleepy.
Yeah, and I love that every year somebody says, oh, it's the tryptophan. And then somebody else goes, no, there's not enough tryptophan to make you sleepy. It's like, who cares? You eat a lot, you get tired.
You eat a lot, your blood's going to digest. That's what it is.
Yeah, your blood sugar skyrockets from all the carbs.
Yeah, it's like you could eat a lot of anything and get sleepy, honestly, couldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's true. At least that's what I hear anyway, but that's what some people say.
Well, then we'll have to agree to disagree.
Now shut up, Mohinder! Son of a bitch! But we will be gone next week, everybody. So, everybody, I hope you have a great holiday. And we'll see you 2 weeks from now on the Nowhere Mulberries. What do you say?
Yeah.
And, Stephen, here's a little instruction for you.
You are a prostitute named Michelle.
So, just...
not again.
Thought you should.
Stephen doesn't need instruction. That's what he does when he goes out of town every week.
Nice.
Bitwitch.
Ah, you're Bitwitch.
I'm a Bitwitch.
It's Bitwitch. That sounds like a new kind of sandwich. Is my new invention? It's a Bitwitch.
Well, isn't that what Ritz makes?
The Ritz Bitwitch.
Yeah, the Ritz Bitwitch.
It's a sacrilege.
Oh, sorry.
It's very sacrilege.
I like the cheese ones. The peanut butter ones are terrible.
It is a sacrilicious, how do you say? It rolls off the tongue, and God is offended by it. Oh, yeah, sacrilicious.
God's offended by it.
Sacrilicious. That's Homer.
Yeah, sacrilicious. Oh, sorry. All right, everybody. Time to go. See you later.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Oh, buddy, that was rude. Try to end on a good note. Buddy's an a-hole about it. Unbelievable.
Some alphabet.
Now this is podcasting.
It's disgusting.